It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. I'm Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
New Epstein information just dropped yesterday. Bad timing for the New World Order.
...176 pages of graphic and disturbing grand jury transcripts released today are from Jeffrey Epstein's 2008 criminal case. The files were under seal for 16 years until now, and they reveal that prosecutors heard graphic testimony about how Epstein sexually abused and exploited underage girls at his Florida home. Now, the Florida judge who released the files wrote in part, quote, "The details in the record will be outrageous to decent people, and the testimony taken by the grand jury concerns activity ranging from grossly unacceptable to rape. All of the conduct at issue is sexually deviant, disgusting, and criminal." That judge says these important documents are being made available to the public to ensure transparency and to give closure to the victims.
We always talked about the Achilles heel of the deep state is child molestation. That's the currency. Child molestation, child abuse, child murder, child trafficking, organ harvesting from children, that this is the currencies they traffic in, not just illicit drugs and weapons or stolen art. Those are all secondary to their main currency, children.
This is a thing, right, in Thailand, where different people will buy a spot in a red room with crypto so they can't be traced. A red room in Thailand is a room where a child is murdered every 3 weeks. They are sacrificed, and the person that pays with the crypto gets to choose how that kid is murdered.
For 100 years, Western intelligence agencies, themselves infiltrated by secret societies out of Britain, used sex operatives to compromise targets who weren't just agents of foreign governments, but who were in outside power structures that this group didn't control, but was seeking to get control. Cecil Rhodes wrote about this in several books on his plan for world government. He had the main British Empire behind him and supporting him. They set up roundtable groups across the world, like the Council on Foreign Relations in 1921 in New York, to take over our governments using payoffs, using sex operatives, and more. They found quickly that if you tried to set somebody up or blackmail them over cheating on their wife, it wouldn't work. But if you could induce them to have sex with an underage person or a child, you had them by the short hairs for the rest of their lives. Jeffrey Epstein was recruited by these systems in New York City more than 30 years ago to begin recruiting little girls as a pimp on an industrial scale. He reportedly had recruited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a year. That's thousands over the years, to go out and then set up other people and bring them under his control.
Epstein owns a sprawling ranch in the state, complete with airplane hangar and landing strip, where the attorney general says some of the abuse took place.
This is a very large residence in a very isolated part of New Mexico.
There was clearly a cover-up by the FBI at the highest levels because, again, he was going out on a mass scale, on an industrial scale, recruiting sometimes hundreds of young women and girls a month to frame people, to dial them in, to compromise them. And that's just phase one. Then, as people get deeper into the cult, they start getting them into religious rituals. They become more and more dark, more and more satanic. Then the children get younger. And through that process, it's basically trauma-based mind control of the children and the adults, the cult finds out who is truly twisted and dark and who will carry out certain operations no matter how horrible.
Everybody Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024 transmission. And all over the country, all over the world, humanity is declaring independence against the New World Order. All right, from all of the public information and all of my sources, I'm going to make the prediction now that within 2 weeks, or by, let's say, the 20th of July, a little more than 2 weeks, that Biden will announce he's dropping out of the race. I think that is a very, very safe bet. In fact, it may even be sooner, with 124 days, 12 hours, 52 minutes, 50 seconds, until the most important election in world history. So that's where we are right now. It's not a hard prediction to make when we have all of these top Democrats coming out, basically, and turning against Biden. And it's a long list, from Nancy Pelosi to Congressman Raskin to the top donors. We're going to be going over all that. And now you see the top of Drudge Report. It's Kamala Harris's party now. Well, no, it's the political fundraisers. It's the political donors. It's the intelligence agencies. It's the bureaucracy. It's been their party for a long, long, long time. And so we have cleared the deck of guests today. And we're going to open the phones up for everything election 2024. And that is a giant subject. It's easy to work in any topic you want into that larger subject. But that is the topic I want to talk about here today. There's a lot of other big news, obviously. War news, military news, financial news, social news, what the globalists are up to. There is a lot. Another giant sign that the globalists have totally lost. I mean, we know they have, but that they know that they've lost. They're accepting that in their proxy war with Russia in Ukraine. Is NATO has announced they're going to officially, at their summit coming up next week, tell Zelensky that he's too corrupt and his country is too corrupt to enter NATO, which is their excuse when they were just saying a month ago that they're going to have Ukraine enter NATO. And obviously that's a massive escalation of the war. We'll be getting into all of that. House Republicans now have the votes to hold AG Merrick Garland in inherent contempt following intense party pushback. We also have massive news on the war against free speech. UN declares war on free speech to censor the truth, subvert accountability, control populations. Supreme Court of the U.S. rejects challenge to law ending religious exemptions for school vaccine mandates. We've got that information and a big stack on that front. Ohio passes bill banning gender confusion students from using opposite sex bathrooms. We've got big populist victories in Europe. What's really happening in the UK that the media's been trying to spin as a defeat of conservatives. No, the Tories are being basically dissolved as a party because they've been working with the left and Labour, and now Nigel Farage's new party that's already number one in the polls, it's just a few months old, is pulling massive votes from Labour as well. So again, continuing the huge political realignment that is unfolding there. Massive, massive broadcast today. Tons of incredibly important special reports. John Mallon has been here for 13 years, and John Mallon does a great job working from home because he takes care of a disabled family member. He's a really hardworking guy, and he also is a great chef, by the way, at night. I don't want to give you any background on John Mallon, but I love the guy. Great cook. And his dad's a famous journalist, Peabody Award winner. I'm just thinking how great all the crew is. I'll start talking about him. He has been really mad at them trying to shut down InfoWars. So instead of putting out 5 reports a week, he's been putting out about 15. He put out 4 today. So always be sure and go to band.video on the John Bound section and find those or see them posted on X at Real Alex Jones. And please re-download them, re-upload them, get them out to everybody. So before I plunge into all the political news on the Biden front, give out the toll-free number, I just aired one of his new reports, Epstein Files, come at a bad time for the elite. And I want to play another big report he just put out. Your death is their goal. And the reason I mentioned Bound here is not as those reports are hard-hitting, smart, focused, effective, truthful. It's that everybody should be like John Bound. Because every time he sees more tyranny, he doubles down and fights harder. And every time some horrible news comes out or they try to savage InfoWars, I just don't even have to tell Bound to fight harder. That's what he does. And that's exactly what we see from the rest of the crew. What we need to see from the listeners and viewers who are the tip of the spear is that this is the critical juncture in human history up until our point. This is when all the marbles are out there, all the chips, all the cards. I mean, this is for everything. This is a beyond a critical time. And humanity's waking up fast, and populism's exploding, and people are refinding God and discovering it's a battle between good and evil. But the New World Order has got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And so I'm just telling you, however you can, whether it's prayer or word of mouth or spreading the articles and videos or doing your own talk show or going to political events or supporting independent media, just whatever you can do, it may seem little, but there's billions of us on this planet, 350 million in America, and when the large percentage of people, the large minority that are awake right now, reach out to others, it's very fertile ground. And I know I'm stating the obvious, but I just want to restate that here today. So he's got all these incredible reports. Let's play SP2. Your death, that means Special Report 2, your death is their goal. And then that ties in with SP4. On the next pandemic is the only card they have. Incredible report by John Bound. That's a little longer than his normal 5-minute report. It's a 6-minute report. That's coming up a little bit later after I hit the Joe Biden, who is imminent, going to be stepping down. A lot of it is inside intel, but I also know how to read the news and read what the globalists are saying and doing and how they're incrementally going from, oh, he did a great job to, he did a terrible job, but it's okay. He's still our candidate. Well, it's okay to criticize him. Well, he's got dementia. We got to get rid of him. His son's a total criminal. His son's running the White House. His wife thinks she's president. He's completely out of his mind. He's going to kill us all. We've got to get Kamala Harris in there right now. And then Big Mike came out today in an official statement, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, and said, it is not in my soul. I am not running, but they've got big Democrat national polls. She's the only one that can beat Trump. We need you. We're drafting you. We don't care what you say. We're going to make you do it. Roger Stone literally nailed it. Now, I don't know if she'll still have the guts or he'll still have the guts, Big Mike, to do this, but everything Roger said 3-plus years ago over and over again about how right before the convention, they would then tell Michelle, you're the best of the polls. We need you. And then Michelle would say, no, 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 never, never, never. And then after that, I think it's Gavin Newsom But the issue is under the law, Kamala Harris and Biden are in control of the Democrat Party war chest. So there's issues with transferring that over to a totally new candidate, though how's the law ever stopped the Democrats? So we're going to be breaking all of this down and more here today and taking your phone calls on the eve of our country's very historic and important birthday, July 4th, 1776. So here is Your Death Is Their Goal. The Bioweapon Lab decides what Americans and Canadians and Germans and Mexicans and Brazilians can say and sets the AI to watch you and control you. Welcome to the New World Order.
Well, a handful of people is spreading the idea on social media that the rollout of 5G cell towers is responsible for the COVID-19 epidemic. Some of the towers have even been set on fire in the UK. As our Victor Williams reports, it's having consequences here for people who are just out doing their jobs.
Yeah, well, the fact that anyone would believe this theory is absolutely mind-blowing, and doctors everywhere are agreeing that these 5G towers have absolutely nothing to do with the spread of the coronavirus.
Of course, if we're going to have drones watching us in checkpoints and staying home, lockdown, house arrest orders, of course they're going to tell the children, watch your parents. Because you see, 1984 for these guys is a owner's manual. It's an operations plan. Hillary Clinton's lessons of George Orwell's 1984 is to trust leaders, the press, and experts. they're coming for you. They're coming for all of us. The incremental ambient background noise of the electromagnetic radiation is being jacked up on high. All over the world, people are watching 5G go in by their house, and the trees die within weeks.
All on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side of that tree. Look on the right-hand side. That's all right. Yeah. Right, well, look at the right-hand side of the tree. Look at the front. Look at the bushes. Look at the green bushes. Yeah. Very nice. Look at the left-hand side. Dead. Do you know why? Because that's right next to it.
The grass begins to gnarl and brown. The birds move their nest. And the studies are coming out everywhere that the 5G towers are 3, 4, 5, 10 times stronger than even the FCC says they're allowed to have. And at the FCC agreed level, massive increases in cancer. Oh, you're burning inside now. That microwave's rubbing your molecules together. And you're burning inside. And soon, you will die. And the globalists think you're so stupid that when you're all dying, you won't even notice it.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play.
Now is the time to think what history would say about this crisis. And now is the time for all of us to define our own role. What is it that would make it so that history would look at this crisis as the great opportunity?
But it's big corporations saying, we're going to shut down the world economy, consolidate it for the ultra-rich, and tell people we're doing it to save the Earth because the carbon is evil, even though all life on this planet is carbon-based. So Agenda 21's been going on for 30-something years, since 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, when it became world law under George Herbert Walker Bush.
The world has an opportunity to unite around a strong global agreement.
Obama said he agreed it. The Senate didn't go along with it. Agenda 2030. You should go read it for yourself. And then everything they say that they're doing the opposite. Death is their goal. We'll get that posted up at Real Alex Jones on X. Please follow me there, Real Alex Jones. Okay, got a lot of clips, a lot of news dealing with this, but there's no doubt you can see the decision's been made. They're pretending like there's some process going on of democracy here, but there's not. It's an oligarchy. The decision was made years ago to make Biden step down during the convention. We told you that. But Biden said, no, I'm staying. And now they're forcing him out. But the indictment, the conviction of Hunter, all the pressure, none of it has been working. The corporate media making an open season on Biden, that's not worked. And so now they are just destroying him in the press. And, well, here's the headlines. Biden told Ally he's weighing whether to continue in the race or not. That's out of the mouth of the New World Order. The New York Times. President Biden has told a key ally that he knows he may not be able to salvage his candidacy if he cannot convince the public in the coming days that he is up for the job after a disastrous debate performance last week. And now they admit that Hunter, for weeks, has been in the meetings at the White House and basically operates with Jill as co-president. Continuing. Pelosi distances herself from Biden. Now says legitimate to question if he has dementia and he may need to be removed. Second Democratic congressman declares no confidence in Biden, that's Lloyd Doggett of Texas, 2024 candidacy, after he says Trump is going to win. That's Lloyd Doggett of Texas. Now James Coburn wants Biden gone. Democrat kingmaker to tell him what I really feel. Raskin, whose dad was a famous Commissar, rounding up Christians in mass and killing them. Look it up in Russia. Now he's a Commissar here. Says, I know it's a moving target. It's got to happen quickly, but I can guarantee you there will be a massive unity. Yeah, because they're a bunch of cult members. And focus on the task when we get to the end of the process, and it's happening very quickly. Yeah, Biden will announce he's stepping down. And by stepping down, he's going to drop out as the nominee. He will stay in office. Then they'll boost him and say he's wonderful and he can pardon his corrupt family and steal a bunch more money. But Biden will announce he is not the candidate by July 20th. You heard it here first. Major U.S. Democrat donors threatening party over Biden. Big article on Infowars.com. To save and to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. In the New York Times. If not President Biden, then who? Well, they have Democrat polls out, and they say they believe it will be Kamala Harris. It's her party now, as we're being told. Let's play Representative Raskin's, as I mentioned it, on the Democrat ticket. Here it is.
Do you agree with Congressman Doggett?
Well, look, you know, we are the party of democracy and freedom right now, and everybody is asking one question within the Democratic Party. And I know that's true of President Biden and Vice President Harris and my friend Lloyd Doggett and everybody in the House and the Senate and all of the members of the Democratic Party, the tens of millions of people across the country, which is how do we defeat Donald Trump and how are we going to defeat the threat of authoritarianism and keep the progress of democracy and freedom moving forward in the country. And we are not operating like an authoritarian religious cult the way that the Republican Party operates now. There will be lots of discussion and lots of people weighing in. And I know this is a moving target. It's got to happen quickly. But I can guarantee you, Chris Hayes, there will be massive unity and focus on that task when we get to the end of this process. And it's happening very quickly, I think.
I said Friday, Sunday, and yesterday, they're going to say, oh, we're not a totalitarian group, because they are appointing who the nominee is and ignoring even the rigged primary process of Biden. So they stole the election. They had rigged primaries, wouldn't let anybody run against him, wouldn't have debates with other candidates. Now they're going to the final conclusion, well, an oligarchy of special interest appoint who the presidential nominee will be, and then they try to steal it again. And so word for word, what I predicted, oh, we're not totalitarians like Trump, who actually got nominated, went through the process, won by, you know, almost 70% against the other candidates. Oh, Trump's the totalitarian. He's surveilling. He's censoring. He's arresting. He's indicting. He's doing all these things. He's launching all the wars. Everything Raskin says is a damn lie. Just like his Commissar father. These people are dangerous. Now let's play a couple of clips here dealing with Kamala Harris. Let's play clip 10 and 11. This is Trump talking about Kamala and her unintentional comedy. And then Rogan and one of my favorite comedians, Tim Dillon, talking about Biden dropping out Kamala's weird way of speaking. Here it is.
This is an opportunity for Joe Biden.
She has some bad moments. Her moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah. But she seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. It's weird. It's weird. But she has bad moments. And
in rhyme? What do you?
Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there, because that's what buses do. And it's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not a president of the United States future. And I think they probably have some kind of a primary. And
one more year from now.
There's no way.
How?
Newsom is coming up and trying to run. There are other people that are circling. I don't think he runs again. I can't see it. I don't see it.
How do you think they get Kamala Harris to step down? Because she's rightfully, if he steps down, you know, until some... If
Kamala Harris cannot say a sentence. It's almost, she's almost worse than him. She talks in like gypsy curses. When they ask her something, she'll be like, my grandma said that a hive of bees is still bees if you bury it. And you're like, what the is this bitch saying?
Gypsy curses.
That's how she speaks. The woman is has no idea what's going on.
We have hours of this. I'm not going to play much of it. We're going to go out to break, come up with a bunch of other big news and what's coming next. But let's just go out to break with clip two. This is just part of the clip, but here it is.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
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 Who we can be unburdened by who we have been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Where we can be unburdened by where we have been and unburdened by where we are right now.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be?
Yeah, that's enough. I can't subject you to any more of this. Let's stop there. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and talk about what this is going to look like. Now, the system doesn't know exactly who they want, because they want Big Mike. And Big Mike legitimately doesn't want it, but they're going to try to draft Big Mike, and that's now officially in the news. So we'll talk about Michelle Obama when we come back, and we'll shift gears into all these other big pieces of news and the massive developments on the poison injection front as well. Got some bad news, got some good news, got some really ugly news. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you want to know why the Democrats are so incredibly panicked, leaked internal Democrat polling shows battleground states turned on Biden post-debate. Now, we already knew those numbers, but it got even worse. Because remember, these polls they're using skew things 15 points on average more for Democrats. That's always baked in that they're the dominant party, which they're not anymore. There's a political realignment. And we've got the maps here of even states like New Mexico now turning against Biden. Just incredible. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this map. For radio listeners, I'm going to be going over this. And then how that ties in to Reuters IPSOS poll. Only Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike, beats Trump as alternative to Biden. Told you that was coming years ago because none of this is reality-based. They just tell you that's the ultimate candidate because that's who they believe the ultimate candidate is. And then it's like, oh, she's reluctant. Then they draft her, and it creates this hysteria, and it's a black woman, so you've got to be for her or you're a racist. The dog is not going to hunt, folks. But before I go to that, this is a prelude to what's coming up middle of the next hour, in between your calls. I'll give the number out in a moment as well. Very powerful videos of Bill Gates years ago, 5 years ago, even before the pandemic, and then after admitting that they were setting up a global system of control and how they were going to use a virus to do it. That's an Operation Lockstep from 2010. That's how I predicted all of this, was reading those documents. And again, the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations run the CIA. So what they come out with policy-wise is then put into the State Department, the CIA, and implemented. So it's a big, big deal. When you know who runs things and you see what they're planning and doing, it's very academic. Most people don't even look into it. 30 years ago, maybe 1% of people even knew about this stuff. Now, everybody knows it's going on, just some people decide to go along with it. So here's the report. The next pandemic is the only card they have. Here it is.
But it must be evident, all of you. You must all know half a dozen people at least who are no use in this world, who are more trouble than they are worth. I think it would be a good thing to make everybody come before a properly appointed board and say every 5 years or every 7 years, just put him there and say, sir or madam, now will you be kind enough to justify your existence?
I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
The last 30 years told us they would use the fear of a deadly virus to take control and basically bring in permanent martial law. And now they have the big tech in place. Now they have the contact tracing in place. Now they have the excuse to make you all get used to getting permission to leave your house. It's happening.
For the next pandemic, we'll solve all those problems.
You say the next pandemic. There will be another pandemic.
Absolutely. We don't know when. You know, the risk per year, 2%, 3%.
The next pandemic. And there will be one. There will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic.
We definitively will have to face other surprises, black swans, as they are called, maybe different kinds of viruses.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
So just in time to crash your summer plans, cases of COVID are on the rise across the U.S. as a new variant spreads. Although individual cases are no longer being counted, the CDC says that infections are growing or likely growing in 43 states. And this comes as the agency just last week recommended that everyone 6 months and older should get an updated vaccine.
Those people who, should they get COVID, are at increased risk of serious disease. Older persons, people age 65 and older, people with underlying chronic medical conditions, diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, any other chronic illnesses, they should take precautions. If you're traveling, going indoors to group activities, dust off that mask.
Right.
Put it on. That'll help you.
You wrote to him and you asked, do I get a kickback? Too much fooking, F-O-O-K-I-N-G, money. Do you deserve it all? Question mark. Let's discuss. Would you like to explain?
That's typical black humor between people like Peter and me and other folks who show up in these emails.
And he responded saying, thanks for the kind words, and of course there's a kickback.
Pfizer urged Americans to get vaccinated in order to protect their loved ones, clearly indicating a claim that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccination stopped transmission of COVID-19. Pfizer later admitted that it had never even studied transmission of it after its recipients received the vaccine and whether they could say it stopped transmission. After making these misleading statements, Pfizer also engaged in some censorship attempts Emails reveal that Pfizer officials coordinated with social media platforms to censor any speech critical of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. It should also be noted that Pfizer elected not to join the federal government's vaccine development program known as Operation Warp Speed and declined that development funding. When asked about that, Pfizer's CEO, Albert Bourla, said Pfizer did not participate in the program in order to, quote, liberate, end quote, Pfizer's scientists and to avoid government oversight of its vaccine development. He also said, quote, they want reports. I don't want to have any of that, end quote. Referring to they, when he said they, he was referring to the federal government.
It's going to be stratospherically bad. A lawyer who's prominent, who just pointed out and put a story out that's gone viral, then Mike Adams expanded on it, with the Pentagon's AI, main AI project that was monitoring COVID-19 worldwide, but particularly in the U.S., and its findings.
When this started out, according to the curve and what they're saying, you know, you had a really high death and hospitalization rate when COVID first came out. And then typically that drops off with any disease. Now you're seeing it really bumping back up. And it looks very much like what we were all afraid of, that we'd have a massive ADE type situation going on this fall, where we had a stronger, more dangerous variant. Especially for the people who went out and got the shot.
Millions in France, millions in Australia, overrunning the police, overrunning the shopping malls, the grocery stores, saying no to the COVID checkpoints, saying they know it's the Great Reset. They're chanting jail Fauci, jail Schwab, all over the world, because they are bringing in an authoritarian regime and building death camps.
The WHO is going to need more resources to have a dedicated team, not just for when the epidemic comes, but to go to the world's countries and make sure that these drills are being done. You know, we do fire drills. Mm-hmm. The Defense Department does war games. We need for epidemics to practice. In fact, one of the reasons why Australia did well is that it, like Taiwan, was threatened by SARS-CoV-1. And so this idea of, okay, who are these PCR people? How do you get them engaged? It was partly practiced because of that previous threat. And so we need to be doing every 5 years a really comprehensive exercise at both country and regional level of pandemic preparedness. And you need a global group that's kind of scoring everybody and saying, hey, you know, if you're not participating in this, you could be the source of the next pandemic, and that's bad for the entire world. This is like a fire that goes global. Mm.
We're 42 minutes into this live broadcast. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up right now. For first-time callers, for long-time callers, for people that agree, people disagree, all I ask is you have a clear phone line and that we just dispense with the pleasantries, as Darth Vader would say. You may dispense with the pleasantries and cut right to the chase, because I want to hear from as many of you as possible. So, mainline Democrat Party leaders, emergency governor meetings, they all want Biden to step down. I predict he will step down by July 20th. He'll stay in the presidency until the next president's inaugurated in 2025 in mid-January or January 20th, 21st. But he will not be the nominee. And we're being told how this is democracy to take the nominee, even though they staged the nominee process, and that was rigged too, and stole the election 4 years ago. That, of course, was rigged too. That this, as you heard Congressman Raskin say earlier, it's not like Trump and his tyranny and his authoritarianism. No, this is freedom. Yes, this is freedom, them appointing who they want. Yep, dozens of House Democrats considering demanding that Joe Biden should withdraw from the race as panic mounts that he'll cost them control of Congress. And they want to bring forward a new candidate who we haven't had time to expose and try to convince you that that person really won the election, when they steal it in 124 days from now. That's their plan. But to say the New World Order is falling apart in front of our eyes is an understatement. Because, again, you're like, well, Alex, you and Roger told us 3.5 years ago that they'd get rid of Biden at the convention. So is this part of the plan? Well, that's because they knew that they forced him in as the most popular of a bunch of unpopular people. And he was falling apart then. So they rationalized it and said, well, we'll just replace him at the convention as a sneak attack on the public. But Biden's been refusing to go and refusing to agree in the last year to help them vet who would be the next replacement and the next front person, the next figurehead of the oligarchy. So now this thing is like a train wreck on steroids. So here's the big document. And I don't just read this document and just know this polling group and know this is accurate. These are the numbers we've been talking about for months, except it's worse. So these are Democrat pollsters who don't want to give bad news to the party, so it's much worse they're saying here. But Trump is 15, 20 points ahead nationwide, and he's 5 to 15 points ahead in the battlegrounds. And a bunch of battlegrounds just shifted from not being battlegrounds but being 5, 10 points in their own numbers for Trump. So we have them all right here. Here's the report. Leaked internal Democrat polling shows battleground states turned on Biden post-debate. New Intel polling data from Open Labs shows substantial declines for Biden in swing states following his moldy debate performance last Thursday, in which he repeatedly lost his train of thought while dazed beyond repair. A confidential polling memo circulated among anxious Democrats is confirming some of their worst fears. I love how they used to ignore their own eyes, ignore the American people hating Biden. But as soon as they are convinced, then it's real. They're the dumbest people in the room. President Joe Biden's support has started to tumble in key electoral battlegrounds in the wake of the disastrous debate performance in Atlanta, and Biden's diminished standing is now putting previously non-competitive states like New Hampshire, Virginia, and New Mexico in play for Donald Trump, reports Puck News, which obtained the internal data polling. What did I tell you 2 months ago before Trump even said it? I only mention that to say I do my homework. New Jersey is in play. New York is within striking distance. Trump's really only 5 points behind in New York in real polls. He's dead even in New Jersey. The Republicans have those numbers. He's now way ahead in New Mexico, way ahead in Michigan, way ahead in Georgia, way ahead in Virginia, Georgia. So let me show you the map the Democrats' internal polling shows. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it for you. 90% of the country is deep, beautiful red. And you've got Washington State on the West Coast, Oregon and California, still Democrat. You got Colorado. I find that hard to believe. New Mexico is more communist than Colorado. Minnesota, Illinois, because all the election fraud. New York, Maine, and a few other eastern, northeastern states, like Rhode Island, Maryland, D.C., New Jersey, Connecticut. So there you go. Trump, if they had the election today, would win by 333 delegates to 205. That is a big, big deal. And here are the numbers broken down. So you can see how they just lost most of the swing states by healthy numbers. So Biden will be removed. And it's all up for grabs with these people because it's an oligarchy. So they're all doing backroom deals. They're all scampering around pushing Newsom and Big Mike and Kamala Harris and Hillary. But I have to say, Whitmer's in the mix, the super evil governor of Michigan. But if you really look at this, they could pull anything. And Hillary still has a lot of pull and is just arrogant enough to force herself onto the VP ticket. And as Roger Stone said last night, no matter who the Democrat nominee is for president, if they take Hillary for VP, and they were to get elected, they would need a food taster. Boy, that is putting it lightly. You look at photos of her, and she's got that Governor Whitmer demon look. I mean, if you want to know, she looks like the devil in Legend, doesn't she? I mean, she's not just an incredibly evil person in her action. The face is just, she's even more evil looking than Newsom. Makes the hair on the back of my neck crawl. Skelter does that. Janet Reno, I've confronted her in person, literally made my hair crawl. And her eyes turned black right in front of me like a great white shark. But look at that face if you're a TV viewer. By the way, we have some footage of, I want to say viewer discretion is advised for this. It's clip one. We have some footage of Hillary Clinton having lunch yesterday. And as horrifying as this is an analogy, an archetypal analogy, this is basically what they want to do. Swallow America whole. And then have us whimpering from inside of their guts, eaten alive. Yeah. So show I Am Legend again, and then just fade between that and I Am Legend. That is a real photo of Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is evil on parade. When you see that look, don't walk, run. Because that is the look of the devil. That satisfied, prideful look is 100% what we're fighting. Remember, pride goeth before the fall. So here is the shocking footage of her terrible manners and etiquette as Hillary Clinton has lunch yesterday. I'm not into macabre and ugly things, but I showed that to you, a Komodo dragon eating a injured baby goat. Because they're raping and murdering children, they're frying us with 5G, they're killing us with GMO, they're injecting us with poison shots, they've killed 35 million people, and the death in these hospitals from the shots goes on for weeks in many cases as organs liquefy, and is 1,000 times worse than that baby goat being eaten on the Galapagos Islands by a Komodo dragon, and you hear it screaming and yelling in the stomach of the animal. I'm sorry to show something so ugly. That's why I said viewer discretion is advised. But I'm more sorry not to get your attention. Because this devil has us already in its mouth and plans to devour us live. The thing she represents. Her father, the deputy head of the Chicago Mafia. Her first job as a lawyer protecting high profile child rapists that raped little girls so hard and tortured them that they can never have babies. She's a damn demon. And so I see something horrible. Chase Geyser put that out yesterday and made the joke. This is the Republican Party and Trump defeating the Democrats. And I'm like, no, it's more like Hillary devouring America. Let's get out of the mouth of this thing. Let's not go there. Let's not be part of this. All right. We're going to take calls on the election and all that ties into it. The wars, there's 1,000 ways to cover this, but I want your take on Biden, on the election, on the debate, on everything. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 2539, taking calls throughout the entire broadcast today, interspersed with news and clips and other breaking information. And then I will tell you again, to me, this is a no-brainer. We have great products you need that are really game-changing and amazing, but just see it as a donation, even if you don't like amazing products that do great things for your body. Highest-end fish oil, you know, amazing nitric boost that cleans out your blood and your cardiovascular system. We have the big sale. I had the list of it here, but you guys bring me the supercell list again. 60 to 40% off everything. All the supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 back in stock, 40% off. X3 about to sell out, 40% off. A bunch of the products, 60% off. The Spirit of 1776, super sale. I had the list. It's my fault. I lost it. There's a whole bunch of products. It's the biggest sale of the year yet. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we're on air regardless of the next few months. We got a plan to stay on air. That's inside baseball. But we're here now by the grace of God. We're hard to shut down. Thanks for your support. So it's critical to support InfoWarsStore.com right now and get great products. And plus they're great products. Get a book and a film and a t-shirt while you're there. And then if you really want to support what we're doing, go to our big sponsor that's separate from Free Speech Systems, separate from InfoWars. My dad, who developed most of these supplements and everything, he saw the writing on the wall almost 3 years ago, went and set up a great warehouse in North Austin and Round Rock. And it's got great service, great quality products ready to ship right now. They're selling out a Turbo Force 10-hour clean energy right now. Next Level Foundational Energy cleans out your telomeres and your mitochondria. It isn't a stimulant, but it has that effect, clean with no letdown. It's like a breath of fresh air. It's, if you're into folks that gives you a pep, you've not ever taken this, you need it. By the way, this is a very popular product that's out there. Ours is just really strong, really good. Methylfolate with the proper compounds of other key ingredients to boost it is the hottest thing for years. So get Next Level Foundational Energy discounted right now at drjonesnaturals.com. And there's all the patented nano silver products. The wound gel, the immune gargle, the non-fluoride concentrated toothpaste with nano silver, iodine, tea tree oil. All their oils are organic. The peppermint. Get the great toothpaste. Get the great products at drjonesnaturals.com. You'll notice a lot of stuff's going to sell out there because my dad, before he reorders everything, wants to gauge what you want to get. My mom's trying to make him retire, but we've drafted him to stay on as a great sponsor in the future, no matter what happens. So a lot of this stuff is selling out right now, and he's going to reorder a lot of key stuff. He's got some new products going to come out soon. I'm trying to get somebody else to come in and take over the company from him. He's still totally competent, but he's just working too much. My mom's like, your dad needs to retire. What? I'm sick of this. I'm like, yes, 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 mother. I will. My mom doesn't give me a lot of orders, but when she gives me one, I tend to follow it. I'm over at her house tomorrow with my dad, you know, at the 4th of July. She's going to be like, your dad needs to retire right now. But not yet. And he's a great sponsor right now. So get the products at drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you for all your support. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Massive news and your phone calls coming up. But first, a key special report.
We're now learning that Hunter Biden is attending some of the president's meetings at the White House, staying close to his father post-debate.
We have learned from sources familiar with the situation at the White House that Hunter Biden has been by his father's side ever since they were at Camp David this weekend as a family, where they had some discussions about the president's potential path forward here and his reelection campaign, and that since he returned from Camp David last evening with his father, we understand that Hunter Biden has even joined some meetings and conversations that have taken place between the president and some of his most senior advisors and senior staff.
The question, though, would be, is he participating in meetings with senior advisors?
What I can say is that he came back with his dad from Camp David. He walked him into the speech prep, and he was in the room.
So they've been gaslighting that Biden's the smartest, greatest, photographic memory, you know, better golfer than Tiger Woods. I mean, he's just God on earth. Because an oligarchy of special interests are getting away with massive crimes, human trafficking, hundreds of billions stolen with Ukraine, selling our secrets to China. I mean, they are getting filthy rich, and Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. And the Justice Department has already said, because he is not cognizant, that he can't be tried, but he can be the president. They said that almost a year ago. At the CNN headlines, you name it, CIA director under Bush says today the Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. Here's another headline, Newsweek. GOP is most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says. Dangerous to their evil globalist crime syndicate that's hijacked our nation.
So what's on your mind?
Oh, Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested. Madam VP, I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us.
No, they not.
Joe, you now have the right to take that bitch Trump out. Take him out, Joe. If he was Hitler and this was 1940, you'd take him out. Well, he is Hitler and this is 1940. Blow him up or they'll blow us up.
Since they say that a president is immune from prosecution for anything he does officially while he's in office, I think that Joe Biden should officially have Donald Trump killed off, and that would solve this problem of him being too stupid to run our country for four more years because he's brain dead. But he could win the election that way. Take the official stance and just shoot Donald Trump right there on Fifth Street. The Supreme Court said you could.
I'm saying they're pre-programming everywhere, terror attacks blamed on Trump supporters, and creating civil war. And they're saying more and more in the news that their go-to is stopping him with civil unrest once he's president-elect. So I understand we need to spend 90% of our time getting him elected, but we better start what you just said, vetting the cabinet, getting that stuff ready so there's thinking ahead of us so we don't repeat what happened 8 years ago or 7.5 years ago, and so we head the global assault at the pass with what they're planning, because they're already acting like, from the evidence I see, they've got some low-level oligarchies fighting over who controls the puppet, but the big fish are actually getting ready for a big move against America, war with Russia expanding. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying this is important.
I think you just hit the great danger, which is Trump very clearly emerges in this debate as the peace candidate, basically says that even before being sworn in, he believes he could bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine situation. That is makes him the peace candidate. That is a real, real threat. It's absolutely clear if they insist on Ukraine joining NATO in September, that has the capacity to trigger a world war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back on the other side of this quick break with major breaking news.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me.
I'm very thankful to the audience and stations and sponsors and supporters and the crew, particularly and my family, for standing with us during these incredibly trying times. But laying down to tyranny would have been a much worse scenario. And so we have taken the best path, and I'm proud of the path we've taken. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Tim, Roland, Rudy, Evan, Jared, Tony, Baldy, Simon, Wild Bill, Carlos, Travis, everybody. As soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in. Wide open telephones, but we're discussing the election 2024 and war and the economy and the border and fentanyl and the pedo rings and Joe Biden, the debate, everything can be discussed in that context. Just tie it into that. That's what we're discussing. All right. I've only covered three stacks. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 other stacks. I'll try to intersperse most of this before we end the transmission today. Then Owen Schroyer takes over 3 p.m. Central. And every day that we're still on air is incredibly precious. I mean, to try to chronicle what we've gone through the last month with outside of court orders, weird federal appointees trying to close us down, and then all the hearings trying to shut us, and the judge refusing, and the state judge ordering 2 weeks ago to send sheriffs here to lock the doors. And I told you on air that was happening. People thought I made that up. Then it was AP Reuters, sheriffs coming to close the doors. I didn't make any of it up. My God. A, I don't do stuff like that. B, if I lied about that, I had no credibility after it. I mean, holy Toledo. People say, well, then how are you beating all this? It's not us, it's God. We're on God's timetable. We're on God's system, not theirs. So I'm just faithful. I pray morning, afternoon, and night. And I don't want to say I'm at ease over all this, but compared to where some people would be, I am at ease. Because we're doing our job, and we've got really evil people after us trying to shut us down because we're telling the truth. And whatever they got planned, they don't want us on air when it goes down. But instead, they've just boosted the broadcast where I have 50-plus interview requests today, most of them gigantic shows. And I don't have the energy trying to stabilize InfoWars and trying to work through all the stuff behind the scenes and do this show to do interviews. I mean, I might be doing 4 or 5 a week. Because after I do 3, 4, 5 hours here and shoot reports, I'm not complaining. I just can't do it. But if they think shutting us down will stop me, I'll just do 20 of those interviews a day. And and I will immediately go work for somebody else. Doesn't matter how big a fake judgment you've got in some kangaroo court, you can't shut down the First Amendment yet. But they don't care because they want to send a message by attacking us to all of you to intimidate you, but it hasn't worked. It's backfired. I'm so honored and so satisfied. I'm not a prideful person where I'm like, oh, I'm so great. Oh, I feel so good about myself. No, it's more like you get your leg in a bear trap and you finally get it off and you're limping home, but at least you made it out of it. It's with satisfaction. I am extremely satisfied. But I got to stay hungry and remember, hey, we got to save children. We got to fight the New World Order. But I am very pleased and feel fulfilled and feel like we've done the best job we could with our imperfect natures with God working through us. So it's been one hell of a fight for 30 years. And the fact they're so desperate to shut us down tells me they're planting major false flags, which they're now saying are imminent. The white supremacists are training. They're everywhere. They're about to kill everyone. I mean, there's a bunch of other crap they can pull. But the desperation from the CIA, that's who really runs this, to attack us and shut us down, is palpable. So I don't look at that like, boy, I'm important. They want me off the air. Darn it. No. As they've said, I'm patient zero in the awakening. And they're like, if you can't get that son of a bitch off, you can't get anybody off. Get him off the air. But we've got the people. And that's why your word of mouth, the articles, the videos, the reports you share, stuff we did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, is more important now because it's not just evergreen. Evergreen is like a movie like The Godfather or Apocalypse Now or Star Wars Episode 4. You know, cheesy, whatever, but it's evergreen. It's good today as when you first saw it. We're ultra green. That's a term I just invented. I've said it years ago, but I coined it. Ultra green gets better over time because it was accurate way back in the past. So it's still good later. But once it all comes true, it's ultra green. Because it's an example to others to go, wait, well, how did this guy know this? And I'm like, hey, I don't want a monopoly on the truth. I don't want to be the biggest swinging Johnson around here. I want to get you motivated. My job is to energize and encourage other people. Jack Posobiec was here last week. Jack Posobiec is reaching, let's be conservative, 30 million people a day right now. And Jack's like, man, you gave me my first external microphone 8 years ago and said, you're a good talk show host. You need to stop using the internal microphone on your computer. Look how far he's grown since that. People help me too. And Jack's like, hey, I had 12 and a half million viewers last night. He's like, I was like, I'm so proud of you. And he was like, wow, yeah, other people are jealous. And, you know, the point is, I don't look at it like that. That is wonderful. I hope Jack Posobiec gets 100 million viewers today. I hope he gets a billion. I hope so many people grow to fight the New World Order that Alex Jones is like obsolete. I've said that 1,000 times probably. My goal is to become redundant. Because let me tell you, I like going on air and I like talking. But man, I've been doing this a long time and I got a lot of hiking, a lot of fishing, a lot of hunting to do and a lot of grandbabies I haven't even had yet. You know, kids haven't had yet. I hope they get married and have kids. Two of them are old enough to do it, 20 and 21. But I've been enough tours of fight. And I don't want to peacock around in a tuxedo at some Washington event. I want to defeat the New World Order. And I know you're just like me, no matter where you live, in Tennessee or New Mexico or California or New York. We talk about blue state, red state. Our people are everywhere. Most blue states are really conservative and populist. They've been under fraud for a long time. They're great people. So we make fun of New York. We make fun of New Jersey. We make fun of Illinois. We make fun of California. That's disease in our body that's going to eat us next. We should be upset about what's happened to our brothers and sisters. And I know most of you are like that, but this is hardcore. So I just wanted to take a few minutes out to say I am thankful to God, number one. I'm thankful for my family being good people that raised me right, despite the fact that I was a hellion and a piece of work. But God got me back. And then I want to thank the viewers and listeners and activists of this broadcast and our backers. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. That's what I care about at the end of the day. That's everything. That's what my whole soul is about. And so from the bottom of my heart, when you call in and thank me, stop doing it. I don't want you to thank me. I want you to thank God that we're awake. Glenn Beck had a great little piece a couple of weeks ago. I just saw it yesterday. Maybe I'll play that first. Go to your calls. And I put up the headline, Glenn Beck says, thank God we're not crazy. And then after I said, did he say that? He didn't actually say that. He said, we should all be happy we're not crazy. like the left. And he was totally right. Like, thank God that God loves us and that we had whatever upbringing or connection that we were not the left. I mean, we should feel sorry for them, but also protect ourselves, the children, from them. That's what I'm trying to get to. So we're going to go to your calls here in just a moment, but I just wanted to say that globalism, liberalism is Satanism. It's the left-hand path. It is a mental disorder, as Michael Savage said 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And we have to stop bowing to these people. And I'm the same way. I don't want to go to a restaurant or some event and get in people's faces. But you know what? I do it when I see leftist propaganda. Or I see a pregnant woman and her husband in the checkout lane. And I'll say, hey, I don't want to get in your business, but please research the shots. Your child doesn't need hepatitis shots. They don't need this. Most of them go, yeah, we know. Hey, Alex, we're listeners. Or, yeah, we know. Thanks for telling us, though. A lot of times they go, really? I go, let me tell you something. You need to follow your gut and research this. And every once in a while they get in my face and say, mind your own business. And I said, well, my business is warning people about, I mean, if you go out to Arizona and rent some desert cabin, when you rent that thing, they're going to email you back and say, by the way, at night around your car and stuff, have a flashlight, watch out for rattlesnakes. And when you get there, there'll be a, you know, paperwork on the counter, because I've done that in West Texas and Arizona. I've, you know, gone on trips, hunting trips, and they'll have, you know, a fact sheet. And, you know, if you get bit by a snake, here's what you should do. I'm not getting in your business. I don't want to be in your business, except you being preyed on by these people and brainwashed by these people is my business. And the fact that the left wants to be in my business has now made you my business. Because believe me, I got plenty of, and that's conservatives and populists' biggest problem, is that we got our own lives, folks. We don't want to spy on our neighbors. We don't want to be in everybody's business, and we don't have to be. But they're in our business, and so it's time for us to get in their business, and we got to do it right now. So here's that clip I mentioned of Glenn Beck talking about the fact that just thank God we're not crazy. I mean, because the gaslighting is just everything they say we're doing, they're doing. Here it is.
MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow and Joy Behar predicted on Tuesday that Donald Trump, if reelected in November, would take them both off the air.
Well, Remember when he did that last time? Remember?
Yeah.
When he rounded up everybody at MSNBC and ABC and put them in prison?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they
those
have
were
that
dark
precedent.
Days.
Yeah, dark days.
They were
days.
So dark, none of us even saw those days. That's how dark they were. Rachel Maddow said, I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. There's a pattern where he picks out an individual and then effectively terrorizes them. Oh, really? Really? So you said recently that you thought you, as an outspoken critic, could be target yourself, Behar prompted Maddow. Some think that that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he's so vindictive that he'll go after us, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe. Oh, my gosh, through the IRS. Or listen to this. Or maybe even try to get our sponsors to boycott us.
Oh,
you
my.
Mean like
oh my God.
The left does?
And did repeatedly 15 years ago?
Oh, my gosh. They still do it. They're still going after. Oh, my gosh. These people,
wow,
these people are just so crazy. You know, we should take a moment and just reflect on how good it is to not be crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're not crazy. They've tried to drive us crazy, but we're not crazy. We're not violent. We're not revolutionaries trying to change America. We're not openly lying to people or even trying to shut people down. Look at the things that we have accomplished as human beings in a time where everyone is trying to shut everybody else up, trying to shut them down, trying to run them out of business, trying to force their opinion on everybody else. How crazy people have gotten, how little they devalue life. You know, good for you. Good for you. Look how far the world has gone, and you're still standing in place. That may be all that it takes, is just enough of us awake just to go, yeah, I'm kind of done with that. We're not going to put up with that anymore. You can say whatever you want, but we're not listening.
Absolutely right. Great point there. I mean, these people, but they're not crazy. I mean, they are crazy. They don't love God and they love lies, but that's a side issue. They know they're following a script. They're told what to say. They go out and they say it. And everything they do to us that everybody sees is what they're doing. Like, I'm going to spend my time going and organizing and trying to attack some leftist and take them off the air. I just want to be able to discredit them and get in their face and tell them they're full of crap. Because I have confidence in my ideas. I know my ideas make sense. They're historical. They work. They're based in the Bible. They're based in common sense. They don't have that. All they have is two men can have a baby and just open Satanism everywhere. And then they want to turn around and say, oh, you want to censor us. No, you're the ones that have been doing all of this. It's ridiculous. And people aren't buying it. Like Lynn said, just people don't listen to it. In fact, they do, actually. People listen and go, oh, it's the opposite. And that's what I've learned. If I can take the pain of them attacking me, because there's some pain, like a wasp stinging you. It's better being run over by a car. Then the dividends are 50 times better. So I'm like, oh, you just slapped me? And then their own action punches them in the face with full power like Mike Tyson did. I'm like, well, go ahead. I don't like getting slapped, but just go ahead. Okay, slap, 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 slap. Okay, now hammer, 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 hammer. That's how God works. God works in mysterious ways. And it's great to be 50 because I've been smart and wily, you know. I've had good genes, good upbringing. I was smarter than the average bear my whole life, but I don't know what it'd be like to be 70 or 80 or 90 and just keep learning this knowledge because now, but I guess they say you kind of peaks, your brain starts going a little bit later, so you have all this knowledge, but you can't really compute it all. So it's like that's why they say 50, 60, 70 is kind of the genius level of anybody that's really smart. They really get the knowledge and the wisdom and the life history and the experiences. But now, man, I just look back at my youth and say, boy, beauty was wasted on that. Boy, I was a dumbass. But the dumb Alex Jones at 18 years old is smarter than the top globalists because they go against God's plan. Here's another clip that I'm going to your calls for the balance of the show. But I want to get these out. This is Governor Doug Burgum. What is he, South Dakota? Went on CNN and destroyed propagandists. Kathleen Collins claimed that Trump would be a dictator. And again, I want to explain this, folks. I know everybody knows this, but when you're talking to your friends, your family, your neighbors, there's a separation of powers. There's three branches of government. The judicial branch said that the bureaucratic branch, that's its own fourth branch, and a rogue element of the executive under Biden, was trying to usurp the election and take people off the ballot, and then they see all of this, that went into the computation, and that the president in an official act is immune from prosecution or any local prosecutor could bring him down. Only impeachment or the ballot box can do it. So there are checks there. He's not a dictator. Trump got impeached twice, indicted, not convicted. They play games with that. And they do it over and over again. So if Trump was this unified executive and had all the branches under him and was doing bad stuff, I'd be totally against him. He is the rebel with a beachhead trying to turn the country around, and the Supreme Court did a moderate ruling, not even strong enough, saying, no, these are rogue groups trying to shut him down and the voters down. So it's all a lie. Was Trump a dictator when he was in for 4 years? No, he wasn't. All they got is January 6th, their provocateur to action. They set me and Trump up, getting that space ready by the Supreme Court. It was all ready, and then the Secret Service wouldn't take him there, and by the time we got there, the Antifa had already broken through, and they tried to weigh everybody in. I tried to stop them. I mean, we know. That's why Raskin and the rest of the rats destroyed all the evidence of January 6th committee, because it showed what we said was true. The witnesses reported what we said. So here is the governor talking about the fact that they claim Trump is establishing a dictatorship, and they say, well, that means Biden has this power, which Biden doesn't have. See, they're claiming the Supreme Court did something for Trump they didn't do. Now they're claiming that false power to Biden and saying Biden needs to kill the Supreme Court and kill Trump and kill his supporters. They're the ones saying this, and in a weird mind game saying we're saying it. Here it is.
Well, we've got three branches of government, and this president, more like any other, has bypassed Congress, because as a governor of a natural resources state, a big ag state, we're facing over 30 rules and mandates. Each one of those could be 800 pages to 1,400 pages long. None of them have come from Congress, and all of them could literally kill the industries that we have in our state, including baseload electricity, which we need to be competitive in the arms race around AI with China, who's building baseload electricity plants like two a month. So that's happening without Congress. And then, of course, on the student loan thing, when the Supreme Court ruled against him, then he just said, hey, we'll figure a different way to do it. So I just think that there's, again, a double standard here. He is bypassing the other two branches of government to push an ideological view, whether it's on economics or whether it's on climate extremism. He's doing that without using the other branches. And
you don't like his executive orders and you don't like his policies. I understand that. I don't think anyone expects the Republican governor to agree with President Biden on that. But it's not a dictatorship.
Well, I think, again, part of where this word has come from has been there'd been a nonstop media attack on President Trump saying that, oh, that he might use executive orders when he takes office. And I'm just was trying to make the point here that under this current administration, most of the changes that are driving inflation in our country, the stuff he's not doing on the border, which he could be doing with executive orders. I mean, the open borders and the inflation are things that he's doing by himself alone, ignoring the other branches of government.
That's right. I mean, it's totally preposterous. In fact, I've said this probably 500 times. I'll say it again. If you want to put Trump down, and I told him to his face, when I get to talk to Trump, I don't sit there and kiss his ass. I say, you should do this, you should do that. That's my opinion. He had the power of the executive. It could have kicked these people out of government and stopped them. Instead, he didn't, so they undermined us. So Trump's way over here. If tyranny's over here, Trump's way over here. He should be right here under the Republic in a war dealing with these people constitutionally. Not out of vindictiveness, but you got to remove the cancer politically, nonviolently. So we'll go to break in a few minutes. We'll come right back with your calls. I promise we're going right to Rudy and everybody else straight ahead on this, but the idea that Trump is dictatorial, the idea that Trump is censoring people, the idea that he's going to persecute people is just preposterous. And if he did that, it would backfire on him like it's done on Democrats. We need to just fire them, remove them, and then set the ship straight. Like if you fire bad employees, you don't beat them up in the parking lot. You just give them a pink slip. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Have a good life. Goodbye. 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 Have a nice night. Have a nice day. Wish you well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's what we're doing, and that's why they're so pissed. They're like, hey, have a revolution. Hey, have a war. Oh, Trump supporters are training in the woods to kill black people. Come on, you think white people are training in the woods to kill black people? It's preposterous, but they are telling you what they're getting ready to do. So get ready for the false flags. How many days of the election? Let's put it on screen. 124 or 25, I forget. They're telegraphing everything. They're pre-programming it. So I keep harping on this. Everybody else is harping about states and polls and numbers and Trump and fundraising. 124 days, 11 hours, 32 minutes, 29 seconds. If you think these people are going to give up, if you think the CIA is going to give up now when they're getting their ass kicked, got nothing coming. But if we get ahead of it and if we expose it and if people know it when it happens and we hit the ground exposing it, and they don't control the narrative, if 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 they don't control the, what did I say? The narrative, which they pre-programmed, they're obviously the ones behind it. They're the main suspects, bare minimum. I mean, God, they're like, it's like a guy goes, I'm going to punch you in the face, and they do it. I mean, they're telling you. Then they wind up to do it. Get out of the way, at least. So we should start having a discussion, which none of the other Republicans are doing. They just get focused on what's happening now, and that's why we lose. We've got to think about big picture stuff. All right, we're going to break. I'm going right back to your calls. We haven't gone to them yet. Going to them right now. Real Alex Jones, follow me on X, and support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible products. You want to support us? Want to be part of history? Great products at the same time? Go now to drjones, drjonesnaturals.com, and get great products. We'll be right back. drjonesnaturals.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea. What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you guys called in 30 minutes ago. I appreciate you holding. We're talking about election 2024 and all that feeds into it. It's a giant discussion area, a huge battlefront, a huge waterfront. Rudy is the first caller out of the box on Joe Biden, the Dems, 2024. Rudy, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I'd like to make three quick points and then plug my podcast, if I could.
Sure.
The first one is people aren't really talking about whether the debate was a setup or not. Given the early date of the debate and the fact that they set the rules that they knew Biden would fail. No teleprompter, no notes. He was bound to fail. And so people aren't really talking about that.
Yeah, no,
and
they pulled out. We have. They pulled the rug out from under him because he's refusing to step down. That's a fact.
Yeah, absolutely. So now I think we're where they wanted us to be, and which is they're threatening Biden right now to either step aside or face several avenues for removal, one being the 25th Amendment, convincing the cabinet to remove him, two, him having some sort of health episode.
So what are you saying? We should back Biden then, because he's their nominee. It's anti-freedom to not do that.
Well, yeah, but Biden is not going to make it to the finish line, and my theory is that they're going to let Kamala Harris become president for 3 months, providing she doesn't run on the 2024 ticket. But also, no one's talking about impeachment. Evidence could materialize, overwhelming evidence that could convince Democrats to go along with impeachment.
And then who do they replace Kamala with? Whoever her VP is, Hillary.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Hillary. Gavin Newsom is in there.
Regardless, it's an oligarchy installing people, just like they did 4 years ago with the election theft. I totally agree. All of it's a fraud.
Absolutely.
All of it's a coup. All of it's a scam, and they're just normalizing it.
Right. And if Trump is poised to win, they're going to unleash hell. I don't know if you heard this, that the U.S. just paid Moderna $175 million to start on a vaccine for a humanized avian flu.
That's right, but it's not even in a vaccine. It's an mRNA shot, and I do have that stack of bombshell info. You're absolutely right. So give us your quantification. I mean, boil it down. What do you think they're about to pull?
It could be any one of the three. I think Joe's going to step aside because all these avenues of removal threaten his legacy. So,
and if he steps aside, he'll get to be the president for the next 6 months, 5 months,
right,
till the president-elect becomes president. And exactly. I don't think it's exactly. It's done. I said that at the start of the show. He's going to announce that he's dropping off the ticket within 2 weeks.
Right. And then he'll get to finish out the term. Otherwise, he'll be removed. They'll stick in Kamala Harris in there for 3 months.
And then replace her with the VP. I agree. Boom. Plug your podcast because everybody's important.
Great. Rudy's Revolution on Rumble, Spotify, and Substack.
Great. Rudy's Revolution. Love you, brother. All right. Up next, Roland. Roland of Gilead from California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm in my 70s, and I thought it was rather strange to hear that a presidential debate was going to happen before the actual conventions ever took place, because I don't ever recall this ever happening.
You're saying the last thing the last caller said, exactly, it was to get rid of Biden.
Yeah, it's almost a piggyback on what he's saying, because I thought it was, rather strange. But could you imagine if they didn't do this and that debate took place in October? There'd be no recourse for the Dems. They would have been gone down the tubes so fast, they wouldn't know what hit them.
And then that way, whoever their real nominee is doesn't get all the early criticism. Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So that they did it now, this way they could get them out of there and put in now whatever puppet they want to put in his place.
So I think we should hammer the drum, because you heard Raskin. Get that clip ready. I'll play it again. You heard Raskin is one of the top worms in the system, saying, oh, we're Democratic, we're not totalitarian, we're going to have debates and discussions, as I said a week ago, on who the new replacement is. And so we're not like Trump, a totalitarian who actually is populist and has the support, because it is totalitarian. We should make it a big deal about, since when do you appoint who runs for president? When they remove Nixon in 1974, the last time was a deep state coup. Continue.
Yeah, well, they've been doing this, for decades. They've been pulling the wool over us, our eyes. We just never were aware of what, we thought it was everything was, the way it's supposed to be, that it really is happening, without understanding what was going on behind the scenes, that we were all being hoodwinked and being sold a bill of goods that, they wanted us to have, not what we wanted.
Beautifully said. Roll anything else?
I've been a long time listener. I found you on air just about when you started, and I've been listening to you pretty much every day of my life, and thank God you're still with us, and our prayers are with you that you continue to be with us.
I can't do without you, Roman. I'm very interested in this. Well, think back. When was the first time you heard me? How was it? How'd you tune in?
Oh, it was in the 90s. I don't even remember how I happened. It was like just on the internet. I found your station. And I was like, whoa, what is this guy saying here? And I just kept listening and listening and listening. And I've been with you since the 90s.
Well, brother, thank you, Roland. It touches my heart. And I don't just say that. I'm not some fake leftist like Gavin Newsom. I wear my heart on the sleeve. It's my strength and my weakness. It is such a damn honor to get to know all the real people. Like, they are the people of the lie, the people of the devil. They love their lies. They all stab each other in the back. I get to know the best people. And it is a real pleasure, and it's been a pleasure. Because I can be shut down any time. And I'm not saying we're going to be shut down. I'm just saying every day I want to just, every segment, thank all of you. Because it's been about you. You're the ones that put up with me. Because God knows I do some great things, I do some bad things, but I'm real. It's been you. You did this. You built this, folks. This is yours. I just appreciate you, man. God, it's good to know you. Tim in Seattle. Welcome, Tim. You're on the air. July 4th. You say, let's fight back. Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? God bless you and your efforts and InfoWars' efforts in the arena. I really appreciate everything you've done. But I'm kind of curious, like, how we're going to get past the election fraud. I mean, how are we actually going to physically do this to the point where we're going to secure our nominee position?
Because you can answer the question because you're asking a really great question. But if you got more to say, I'll go back to you. You want to answer the first part now?
Yeah, I do. I think that, like, there should be some sort of, again, it's the listeners, right? So the listeners should be involved in the arena. Is there something that we could do, a message that we could send weekly to demoralize our enemy? I think if we were to send letters to Trump saying that we're going to vote for him, it would demoralize the left even considerably more than they already are. It would make them panic. And I think that our voices should be heard. We can't go to a centralized event anymore because of the Fed fear and all that other stuff. So decentralize your efforts, but make it real. Do things.
Let me answer the first part. A, you're right. We should be incredibly active any way we can. Every little bit counts. Go speak at city council, county commissioners, election. All those things are on local access TV. People watch them. But more importantly, those key clips go viral. People love citizens getting up. So go to city council, county commissions, school boards. Don't even talk about whatever the topic is at hand. Just tie it into the topic and talk about it. And maybe you get 10,000 viewers, bare minimum. You'll probably get 10 million views. So that's one of their biggest chinks in the armor. Don't just call into C-SPAN or Alex Jones or, you know, go out to a Trump rally. That's all important. Every little bit helps. But to go back to your previous point, and you were asking, how do we stop election fraud? Now this would take, I could do 10 hours on this. I've been on here 30 years. And I've interviewed all the election fraud experts over and over and over again. And I know it up one side and down the other. And again, it's like asking somebody, you know, to explain an engineering degree in 5 minutes. You can't do it. But most of you have been through this too, so you know. Most of us, because we know, if you look at Texas, you look at Florida in 2020 and 2022, if you look at the graphs, Beto O'Rourke, whether he's running for governor or Senate, both times, he is tracking right with the Republican, with dead people and folks out of district with the database they had with mail-in ballots and with stuff in ballot boxes. And then they run out of the database they've got, and Ted Cruz still wins. All right. But in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia, the landslide wasn't big enough. So depending on the state, it varies every year. And Zuckerberg spent $440-something million on this in 2020, and they've got other new databases now. To have safe houses, Dinesh D'Souza exposed to 2,000 mules, where they've got big piles in battleground states per town and city, and people show up, they're getting paid money, and they go take photos, and they put, you know, 50, 20, 30 ballots in themselves, and they go to the next place. So let me explain. This is a guesstimation, because it varies state to state, the numbers are always new, but if Trump wins by 5 points, they steal it. If Trump wins by 7 points, maybe. If Trump wins by 10, 12, 15 points, you cannot override it because there's not enough people in the voter registration rolls who are dead or who have moved out of the district to override it. You cannot defeat a landslide. People go, oh, they'll use voting machines. Those are being watched. Those logs can be looked at. Some of that goes on. The main way is stuffing ballot boxes. And they're probably going to shift this year in 124 days and do machines again. So, yeah, but they know no one's going to buy it being Biden, so they want to put in some rock star candidate like Big Mike and hope people buy that they actually won because of the political repercussions of that. So that's the issue. And the real numbers are Trump 20-plus points ahead nationwide, 10 to 15 battlegrounds. They're now saying three battlegrounds are no longer battlegrounds. They're now red in Democrats' internal polling I showed last hour. So they are screwed, blued, and tattooed right now. Here's a simple way to understand it. Let's say we had 100% voter registration and a 90% voter turnout. Okay, let's just hypothetically say that, which we don't have. Let's just hypothetically. Well, if 60% vote Trump, no matter how much fraud they've got, you don't have enough people outside of the 100% point to add to that to fake it. So that's kind of a dumb, simple way of describing it. So, yeah, but you don't give up your ball and just go home because they're cheating. You stay engaged. You expose the fraud. I forget the Trump pack, but they've got multiple Trump packs with one group's got 120,000. One's got 30,000. One's got like 40,000 that I saw last week. I saw a list of them that are going to be poll watching, documenting. We are not going to be caught flat footed this time. And so that's the answer to your question.
I'd like to plug my show. I'm on the TMI show on Rumble Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so whenever we end. God bless. Happy July. America, we will survive. We will kick ass.
All right. Thank you, brother. I agree. As long as, let me tell you something. The term I developed 20 years ago, resistance is victory. Because if you don't resist, you're going to lose. The first ingredient is resisting. And if you're resisting a takeover, you may not have all the answers. But it's like going to a boxing class when you're 10 years old, which I did, and I didn't like it. My dad made me do it. You know, boxing, karate, all that stuff, like actually 6, 7 years old. He'd take me to karate class. He'd take me to a boxing class, and I'd get in there and it'd be okay and everything. But when it came time to fight and people attacked me, I knew I had this instinctive thing because I'd already been doing it. And so if I hadn't gone to those classes, I still would have done okay, but I wouldn't have had any training. I probably got my ass kicked every time instead of most of the time winning. And so this is all a boxing class, folks, or a jiu-jitsu class, or in those days a karate class. And so don't look at it as, oh, this sucks, they're cheating. The fact they're cheating means we got to be even tougher. Like the time when I was 11 years old, got off the bus, and the junior high or high school, sophomores, whatever they were, got around me and, started beating me up. And I fought back a little, and I got home with double black eyes and a busted lip. And my dad wasn't Mr. Badass. He wasn't Mr. Tough Guy. He didn't ever, but he said, Dad, they busted my lip and did all this, and you ought to go find out where they live and see some of their parents. And he said, I got a better idea. How about you just fight harder? And then when I, 2 years later, put one of them in the hospital and put one of the other kids' eyes out, my dad went and defended me to lawyers and defended me in the court and said, good job, son. You need to start it. You sure finished it. And I bashed one of those kids' heads to the ground. I smashed a brick over the other kid's eye, blinded him. And my dad was like, good job, son. Same kids you dealt with. You're a man now. And I mean, that's just how this works, folks. That's just how this works. You can be a pussy or you can be a man. And just because they're rigging all this stuff doesn't mean we got to roll over and put up with this, and we're not going to put up with it. And we don't got to fight anybody. We just got to go out and wake people up and speak out at church and go to city council, speak up and say no. And we do that, we're going to win. Got to fight harder. We're better than these people, damn it. You think they're going to win long term? We're winning culturally. We're winning economic. We're winning everywhere. We're beating their asses everywhere. All of the world populists are being elected. The ESGs and BlackRock are in trouble. The New World Order is in trouble. We're turning the tide. They know. It's like you use the Beowulf, the oldest written stuff out of Europe. It's like 800 years old, at least when it got translated into English or into Latin. And Beowulf is an allegory. But Grendel, the baby of the big demon dragon, comes into the keep to kill the Norsemen that have come there. And Norsemen have come to beat this thing that keeps killing everybody. And finally, some real badasses show up and say, we're ready for whatever this thing is. And they're all asleep. And Grendel comes in, and Grendel starts biting the heads off of men. He's like 20 feet tall. He smashed their guts out. And Beowulf starts attacking him and starts stabbing him. And Grendel goes, oh, my God, I'm against the real thing. And Grendel runs the door. And Beowulf closes the door on his arm and slams it and grabs it and pulls the arm out of his socket. And that's the archetype of grab their arm, put it in the door, and start slamming it until it breaks off. And that's the fight you're in, folks. You're in a fight for your life right now. You can play games all day. You can lie to yourself and not say you're in a fight. Who are you? Who are you? What are you going to do? Hell, they found the great animated film 20 years ago that came out on Beowulf. Hey, go to this scene, then I'll go to the callers. Yeah. Let's show Grendel. Back it up. Grendel comes into the keep, into the fortress, into the wooden castle, and then back it up and play it with audio if you can do that. And then I'll go back to your calls because I'll give you a minute. We'll take one more caller. But I'm just telling you, yes, we're in an uphill battle. But people that hike up hills get stronger. That's what I'm trying to tell you. God's on our side, and God wants to see us have courage. God hates cowards. And as I said last week, as von Bismarck said, the first German Republic leader, God loves children, drunks, the United States of America. We got God on our side, folks. It's up to us to roll over and die or stand up and win. Tony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You said earlier we were on God's timetable, and I agree. Unfortunately, God's not on our side. Kamala Harris will be the New World Order president. In Revelation chapter 17, the prophet saw a woman riding a great beast who had blasphemies, and she persecuted the saints. That's where we are. Kamala Harris is going to be the president because we're under judgment for everything that's happened for the children. We didn't fight enough for the children, Alex. The children have suffered. We haven't done anything. God's turned us over, and I hate to say this. The only thing that's going to save us right now is the persecution that you're going through. Every American that's listening to me right now, you're going to go through it. They didn't build those camps to go play preschool, folks. It's coming. So, yes, you're right. The fight is coming, but the fight is we've already won that victory in Jesus Christ. If you want to save this country, you got to tell your neighbor about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No, let me stop you and say you're 100% right. She may get in. We may be under judgment. I don't know. This is like Nineveh. We get a 100-year reprieve, but you're right. We deserve whatever God does to us right now, and there's a good chance you're right.
I hate to say it, man, and I'm not trying to say, be scared, but that's the timetable of the Bible. The Bible says Babylon the Great will fall. America is Babylon the Great. There's no denying it. We rule the world right now. We've done it for 50 years. Yes, do we have competitors? Sure. But the evil that's about to come out of this Washington, D.C. will engulf the whole world, and only God himself is going to come back and destroy it with fire. You may think this is crazy, Alex. I had a dream about this 20 years ago, and it used to scare the hell out of me. Now I'm not scared anymore because I see it coming through. I called you about 3 months ago and said, Kamala Harris be picked. Right now in Drudge Report, what does it say? It's her party now.
That's right.
And I love you, man.
But
I
you know God's watching us now and wants us to fight. But whether we win or lose, we spiritually win. We have to. Do you agree we've got to expose this, though?
Absolutely, we got to expose it. But we're not going to save the country is my point. The country, you can save souls for the kingdom of heaven. America, I love my country. I serve my country in the military. But our government is evil. It's evil. When I look at the country, I look at my family, I look at the ground, I look at the sky and the trees. That's my country. But the federal government is evil, and it's just going to increase the evilness, and we can't stop.
No, I agree. Elaborate on that. You're right. When I look at the trees and my children and our families and the good people, black, white, old, young, that's our country. But you're right. Our nation is controlled by Satanists. We have allowed it to happen, and I'm surprised God hasn't already blown us up.
He doesn't do it. I mean, if you look at Israel, the first thing he does...
God always punishes you with evil leaders.
There you go. Bingo. And Kamala Harris is going to make Pol Pot look like Mr. Rogers. Guaranteed. You can take it to the bank. And that's what's happening. I hate to say it like that, but that's what's coming is persecution of the saints. And I'm glad to let you go, but Alex, I love you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless everyone listening to this. But you're going to have to put on the armor of God, folks. The biggest weapon right now is deception. This is a mass. Why do you think they're doing this before the eve of 4th of July? All this constitutional crisis. We have a national security threat. It's happening for a reason. Because God has found Babylon the Great to be wicked. Their sins have come to heaven and we're being destroyed. Does that mean everybody's going to be destroyed? No. Look at the book of Jeremiah.
if you turn your heart to God right now and confess your sins before the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And that's the message. That's how we get through this.
Tony, you are totally right, and God bless you. Great points. Thank you for calling. It's Trump is not going to save us. We're not going to save ourselves. God is. We better get right with God. He's absolutely right. I mean, my wife, you know, she's a Christian, grew up Catholic. She's not a denominational now, but she wants to pray all the time now. I mean, she's like, gets it, like, more than me. She's like, we got to get work with God. We got to go to the country. It's all going down. It's all going to happen. It's over, you know. And you know, women's intuition, it's bad, folks. Don't make any mistake. God may give us a reprieve. He may be right. I just know that God's watching right now. And God help us if Kamala Harris gets in there. Here's that clip from Beowulf, the animated production of it. Here it is. Is that Hunter Biden? Speech destroys him.
No pencil.
Regardless, folks, we're going to get the New World Order. And we're in for some very interesting times ahead. I haven't watched this movie in 20 years. That intro music we got from this movie. We'll see if Grendel gets it here at the end. All right, your phone calls and a lot more are straight ahead. Next hour, I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar. Hour number three, straight ahead. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I kind of went off the rails there, covered Beowulf, but we're going right back to your calls right now. Let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Carlos has been calling in for 20 years, really smart guy. Carlos, thanks for calling. What's your take on the danger for Trump and what's happening?
Thank you very much, Alex. Well, I don't have a dog in that race, you know, because I'm from Canada, but I've been in the United States many, many, many years. And so I can tell you this. President Trump, once he is in line to be elected, becomes a very dangerous person once they replace someone with Biden. You see, the moment that everyone is aware that President Trump will be reelected, he is in danger because during that period from November onwards, he will be unstoppable. And so at this stage, that's where it becomes very dangerous. There are defining moments as well. Gavin Newsom is a World Economic Forum young global leader. I don't know if you're aware of that. A five-year trained Klaus Schwab global leader. And if he's the candidate, then you're basically putting, and he gets elected president, should it be, then at that point you might as well elect George Soros, president of the United States. We have the comparable situation in Canada with Justin Trudeau, who was, an acolyte and a World Economic Forum young global leader. These are very dangerous things. The election of President Trump is almost guaranteed. And the moment that becomes, who he chooses as vice president also becomes a defining moment. If he should choose Marco Rubio, he might as well be like President Kennedy choosing Johnson for vice president. I mean, this is a situation that President Trump should avoid at all costs. The American people must understand that, as Sun Tzu warned, know your enemy. I don't believe Americans know who your enemy really is. You talk of a deep state, but the enemy is not in the deep state. The enemy is outside of the United States. It has been the enemy of the United States since George III. This were the Rothschild banking interests that came into the early 1900s through financing of moguls like John D. Rockefeller. The Rothschild organization, basically, financially, has been controlling the United States and now, obviously, with enough power to control the vast majority of governments, and now they demand globalism. Globalism is the real enemy of the United States. The United States cannot, and no other nations are finding out, they cannot afford a globalist agenda, Alex. And that's my point. I hope the 4th of July blesses all Americans. We had our 1st of July in Canada. And I hope that God will bless America and give you the right leadership that you deserve.
Carlos, let's bring up the caller before last, saying that it's ordained America's Babylon, we're going down. I'm not saying he's wrong, but regardless, I've got to expose evil and fight it. But, I mean, I don't know if Kamala Harris, though, is the whore that rides the beast.
Kamala Harris will be told to do, and she will be doing what she's told to do. You see, the portfolio managers, the portfolio owners of the great vast fortunes will do anything to preserve their power and their wealth. People underestimate what people will do to protect their property and their ill-gotten wealth even. And so when you have people that are infiltrated, the infiltration of the United States is your number one problem. I don't know if you've noticed, but the vast majority of institutions in the United States have been led by people with dual nationality. When you look at Victoria Nuland and her plans with Ukraine and with making Israel supply of oil to Europe and so on, these are documented in the newspapers. When you have people like Merrick Garland directing, I mean, please give me a break. These are dual citizens serving the interests of a foreign power. And now you're going to have the Prime Minister of Israel coming to the Congress basically to tell everybody, I want to go against Lebanon because I want to take their oil fields as well. You really cannot allow that to happen. Your America will go down the drain. It's all obvious.
Carlos, interesting points. Thank you so much. Eben and others, we're back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones on X. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The answer to 1984
is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in hour number three, taking your phone calls on the insane election 2024, 124 days out. Eben in California, Trump in America, VP pick. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to speak with you again. Hey, if I could comment on the last two callers, I believe this, what the guy said about Babylon, about us being in end times. I've been preaching this message for 35 years when I first heard Steve Quayle. I've been following you since the late 90s. I've talked to you. I've had a pleasure talking to you before. Those last two callers are both very accurate. I think this one world beast system won't be stopped. And I believe in a worldly sense, we lose this fight to the Antichrist. But I do believe that I'm praying that Trump get in and that Jesus' glory will be shown and that the good things will come to life. You know, it says that all things will be revealed at the end. I believe there's more people that need to hear about the evil of this world, which you've been doing, you know, the best job possible doing. But I think that I was going to make a comment about Trump. I'm praying that we have a little reprieve, but I do believe we live in the end times. I've been preaching it, you know, forever. And so I think Trump needs an insurance policy. I think the highest probability is that they're going to take him out with some sort of microwave weapon like they did probably Breitbart when he announced what he was going to be doing. Trump needs an insurance policy. He needs to come out with a 10-point promise to America about things that he will finish. And then that way, if he's martyred, it would be even more likely that his VP pick would be able to.
That's right. Trump should issue a manifesto and say, no matter what they do to me, these are the goals. That's a great idea.
Absolutely. And I mean, it sounds a little sarcastic. I know Roger wouldn't like this, but I think he should have announced Steve Bannon as his VP pick, because Steve Bannon really does know a lot of political stuff. You know,
and where's Steve Bannon right now? He's in federal prison in Connecticut for the same thing that the attorney general did. He says, I don't have to answer. I'm in the executive branch. Oh, well, now Steve Bannon goes to jail. It's so naked. It's so obvious. It's so disgusting. The good news is House Republicans now have the votes to hold AG Merrick Garland in contempt, in inherent contempt, which is criminal charges following intense party backlash trying to stop it. So that's good news.
That's That is amazing. I think, kind of sarcastic, I wish they would have put Ted Nugent as Speaker of the House.
And really I love Ted. Up.
But, you know, I really do believe, though, he needs to have his insurance policy and make these things. I think he can't pick a Rubio or some guy like that. Otherwise, I don't think...
If he picks a Rubio, it means Trump's compromised. I mean, you know, he needs to be like Ben Carson, J.D. Vance, somebody like that. Thank you so much, brother. Great points. All right, let's talk to Wild Bill in Iowa. Wild Bill, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I would first of all like to say ditto.
Yes,
I know you want to hear big thanks, but ditto.
No, it's not that I want thanks. I want to thank you, too. We just can't do the whole show on that.
Oh, I obviously. I called in before, and I'm still kind of sticking to my guns. I don't think there will be an election this year. Do we consider the world the way it is with Russia, then Ukraine, and Israel, and all
that? By the way, I think that's in the cards. They could do a big terror attack, power outage. I agree with you. I think anything's on the table right now.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we're all hyped up about Biden. You know how bad he did in his debate. Well, you know, people that are informed already knew how bad it was, and you know, I agree with a lot.
Exactly. Why are we like, oh, thank you, Bill Maher. Thank you, CNN. Thank you, New York Times. Oh, thank you. They lied to us. We knew the truth. Why are we worshiping the liars that propped him up?
Exactly. You always got to remember, these sons of bitches, excuse my language, they tried to kill us with that shot. And they're not going to give up their power. They're not going to give up it at all. They're going to double down. And I'm afraid to say we got some dark times ahead of us in our country. One thing that's on our side is our Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to shout out to mention to all the drivers out there on the road, 18-wheelers, I'm currently driving right now, too. Be safe out there, say your prayers, and watch out for all the other idiots on the road. God bless you, Alex. Stay strong, my friend.
God bless you, Wild Bill. We love the truck drivers. Best people out there. Keep America running. I just can't praise the truck drivers enough. What a tough job. What a great men and women. Travis in Nebraska, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes. First, let me plug Nitric Boost. I take it before I go to bed, and I just sleep so much better. you just wake up 10 times at night, now maybe once or twice. So great product. And I had called similarly, was thinking about VP picks. And personally, I strongly think that Trump should pick DeSantis or Paul just because, you know, there's a lot of us out here. We think, you know, number one concern by far is we don't want to breathe in any more bio waste. Trump says,
yeah, well, I like Rand Paul. DeSantis, I loved before he joined the neocons, but yeah, I mean, look, DeSantis is way better than Rubio. So I would say Rand Paul doesn't want the job, but yeah, I mean, I wish we could draft Rand Paul. That's a great idea.
Right. I mean, you know, it's a little hard to say to what degree DeSantis is playing politics or not. You know, he certainly did a really good job.
I like DeSantis. He'd be way better than a Rubio.
Yes, indeed. I mean, someone needs to be there who was really outwards against the shots, against the medical tyranny. And
I like Devin Nunes, but they're not even mentioning his name.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, DeSantis and Paul had a lot of, you know, I mean, they've been in a high position politically, and therefore we know they were able to take the pressure and stick to it. And whatnot. As you're right, there seems to be some question to what degree DeSantis might have compromised or played politics a bit. Paul's been obviously very steadfast. I really disagree with Dr. Martin's criticisms of Paul.
Well, I mean, Paul could go further, but he's gone further than any other leader in Congress, so I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but I get his criticism.
Right. I think it was just a bit much. He was Benedict Arnold. Martin said Benedict Arnold. Like, that's way too far, right? He's in the right place, doing the right thing. I think that would make a lot of people who are, you know, there's a lot of well-meaning liberals that I think their issue as well is, you know, they're suffering from the shot. They have friends that are suffering from the shot. And so I think it would advance Trump's ticket as well, knowing.
Well, I noticed that during the debate, he talked about therapeutics, not the shot. That's a good first start. Good thing. If Trump would have plugged the shot, I've been really pissed off. So thanks for the call. Great points, Travis. All right, Baldy in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Baldy.
Okay, Alex.
You may remember I predicted COVID live on air, which you could listen to at the Balder Report, which could easily be found at my
I do account. Remember you've been calling in for a decade, and I do remember you predicting COVID and calling in a few years ago talking about it. So refresh our memory. Tell us what you predicted.
You could check it out at my ex account, Baldy 2020. Since March, though, I've been calling in saying the only way that they could stop Trump is with a nuclear 9/11. Now, let me ask you, Alex, if you were one of these impotent globalists and you know that the only thing you got left is a nuclear 9/11, you got loaded in the chamber, you wanted to send a message to patriots, what day would it take place?
I mean, I think anything's on the table. I think a nuclear 9/11 is real. That the globalists may do that. I mean, and blame Russia. So,
July 4th would probably be the day I would pick if I was one of these guys to send a message. At the Balder Report, I did a 3-minute tabletop simulation about how it would unfold. I would be so honored if you played it. The first minute is an introduction by Lindsey Graham, speaking of impotent globalists. It lays out what would happen. It ends up with all of Trump's supporters in prison and Trump assassinated. I did this before the movie Civil War came out.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. I'm not predicting there's going to be a nuclear false flag. I'm not saying it's off the table. We can speculate about anything. I've seen pre-programming, which they don't do for no reason. The most pre-programming is a race war that creates civil unrest that they bill as civil war that martial law is the answer to. So in my experience, 30 years on air and awake long before that, what they pre-program is generally almost always what they do. So I think the false flags on black churches or colleges or something, I mean, that's what I'm, and they're like, literally, they got Democrats everywhere. The white people are training in the woods. They're going to kill the black people. I mean, they're on TV every day saying it. So to me, I go, okay, that if they follow past activity, that's it. Could they sucker punch us with a nuke, claim the Russians did it? Yeah, but the Russians have nukes and will destroy everything. Some of the globalists have that big of huevos. They might do it. They also, and I called this year before they did it last year, they're saying, oh, MAGA people are working with the Russians. They're going to do a cyber attack and cut things off before the election. They could do that. Just the Northeast or just the Midwest. There's only 6 grids in the U.S., 6 big ones. Texas is the largest, supplies like 40% of the country. Texas is like 15 states, but they've got 6 grids. You cut West Coast grid off, you cut East Coast grid off. Oh, can't have election. The power was off for just a week. And then it comes back on, but oh, everything's messed up. We got to wait. That's the kind of thing. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. We're wargaming it. They could have attacks on black churches, attacks, you know, and use that to suspend things. Or they can let Trump get in 124 days. He's president-elect, and then they activate the civil war, the race war. But we're on air exposing it. Black folks are double, triple their numbers for Trump, so are Hispanics. So you think black folks are really going to think somebody goes in and, like, she kills 100 black people in a church? Black folks are going to go, oh, yeah, that's a Trump supporter, right? I mean, this is getting really obvious, folks. So they don't want us on air so that we're not exposing that ahead of it happening. Are there other things? Yeah, escalation with Russia. I think anything's on the table. I think anything's on the table. And so I don't say you're wrong, Baldy. And I think any of this is on the table, and we should be discussing it all, because we have a criminal government that's hijacked, been lying to us constantly, already staged a bunch of stuff like 9/11 and COVID. Yeah, anything goes. A new virus, anything. They're getting a little behind, though, with 124 days left to release a new virus. They've already tried it with bird flu and monkey pox, and that hasn't worked. So if they know we're not going to buy it, they won't do it. They'll probably wait till Trump gets in. This, I think, is the most probable thing. And they're going to deep six the stock market and the dollar and blame Trump, and he's Herbert Hoover 2.0. And Trump has said that, and I agree with it. He didn't say he hopes there's a crash. He says, I wish we didn't have this economic problem, but if there is a crash, I want it to happen now so I don't get the blame, I can fix it. But if they do it, not while he's president-elect, but once he's in January next year, guys, I asked for this yesterday. Will you add 124 days with 79 for me? I can do it myself, I guess. Here, I'll do it right on a piece of paper. Do it on a calculator on screen. 124 days of the election plus 79 days of hell when he's president-elect. That's what, to me, is the maximum danger in that 79 days. So what is 124 days plus 79? Put it on screen. All right. Let's go to Jared, Missouri. Thanks for holding her on the air, Jared.
Hey, how's it going? I absolutely, we're like simpatico. I was thinking the same thing. I think we already got a sneak peek of what's going to happen with Macron in France and in Germany. Either they're going to have Big Mike come in, steal the election, and we're screwed, or they're going to have, somebody, or, you know, the border is wide open, so they're going to, you know, obviously use that to their advantage at some point as well. So I think we're headed for a lot of trouble in that realm. But I think that's the plan, is they already know that if he gets in, then they'll unleash all these people on us and create all these issues with us that we already have. So, I mean, it's almost inevitable at this point. Either way this goes, it's not good. So,
well, at least we're not rolling over and dying.
No, absolutely not. No, you can't. You got to keep on keeping on. And we are technically in Revelation, and Revelation is the truth coming out. And it's out. It's out there. You can see it. It's on your show. It's everywhere. Everybody's.
Yeah, people think Revelation means end of the world. It means the revealing.
Yes, correct. And that's just it. We can't give up, because that's not what God wants us to do. We got to keep pushing forward. It's perseverance, and we'll get there. But I mean, they're going to try everything, because these people aren't going to give up power. It's not going to happen.
God created a real universe and a real earth, not for some simulation, but a real world drill to see who's got it and who doesn't. I mean, that the Bible tells us it's all happening. It's all real. We are literally in boot camp seeing if we've got what it takes.
Yeah, to test your soul. Correct. 100%. Agree with that. 100%. But, yeah, I think that's the best bet, is either way this goes. I think they know that they might lose. And then all the people that they've had on the phones, and all the people they've let in, you know, and gave the phones to, or this, that, and the other. I mean, we already got a look at it. I mean, France and like I said, Germany, they're losing. The power structure is losing over there, and they're already unleashing people in the streets and causing mass chaos. And then you add that to, like you said, maybe the blackout, or you add that to the financial situation that we're in, because we're in so much debt, it's unreal. Like, it's absolutely impossible to pay this off at this point. So whatever they got planned, there's so many options, it's hard to really pick from, but they're going to do something, and we're just going to have to ride through.
That's right. They're not going to sit there and have their whole system. And it's not just here. Populists are being elected everywhere who are anti-globalists and sound just like Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. I always knew, and I said this for 20-plus years, it's not about me, it's about God telling me. I don't know how long you've been listening, but I've been saying for 25 years, we're going to expose the globalists, we're going to get criticized, but then when their system comes in, our credibility will skyrocket, and you'll see a global awakening, and everybody will sound like Alex Jones, and now we're there. That's not me, that's God. Because I'm on record saying that over and over again, and it actually happened. This is amazing.
I have one question for you real quick. Sorry, and I'll get off here. The Supreme Court ruling, I'm trying to follow all this, what's going on, and I know they put off Trump's date for the, to see what, if he's guilty or see his sentencing, I guess. Do you think that could be the October surprise? Would they try to pull something like that? I mean, there's so many things. It's like your head spinning, because there's so many things.
Yeah, the New York judge already said they're open to putting it off. They could try to throw Trump in jail, but I think that'll supercharge him. What's your question specifically?
No, I mean, would that be the October surprise? You know, since they're putting it off now.
Yeah, just because they say, exactly, just because they say they're not going to sentence him now or thinking about it doesn't mean they won't do it. Yeah, that's a good point. Who knows what they're going to pull? These people are totally arrogant. They're completely out of control. It's great questions to ask, sir. I don't know, but we're going to watch it.
Right. Oh, Alex, you have a good fourth, bud, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you, brother. But who is not entertained? And we're not doing this like a gladiator. Are you not entertained? We're not doing this to be entertained. But who is not totally engrossed with this? I mean, I know so many people are like, oh, Netflix is so boring and my life's so boring. And I'm like, have you walked out and looked at the stars at night? Have you not looked at your children? The world's fantastic. Driving down the highway, all these cars, these bridges, the sun, birds flying by. I mean, this is badass. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, consciousness is the proof of God all around you. And then we think these weird little Skeletor leaders like Biden and people matter that want to play God. All they do is try to separate us from God all day because they're a joke. Let's go to Brad in Kentucky on the Futures Agenda. there will be another pandemic you're predicting. Brad, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Dittos. And there's a website that Dr. David Cartland posted yesterday on X. I've reposted that and tagged you and InfoWars and several senators and reps. It's if your crew wanted to pull it up while we're talking, it's thebirdflusummit.com. Not
so say it again, thebirdflusummit.com. Okay, tell us what happened.
Yeah, birdflusummit.com. It's going to be hosted in Arlington, Virginia. You can see the venue information. There's a full agenda. It's occurring August 2nd through the 4th. First 2 days are sessions, and the on the fourth or the third day of the conference, they're doing workshops. And it's there for anyone that wants to see it.
We got it on screen. So what are they saying?
Well, this just looks just like the SPARS conference to me. You know that
you're saying the globalists are repeating the same steps, which they are. They did before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do we do about it? I agree they're going to try to launch a new pandemic. So,
the reason I'm calling in and talking about it is because I'm hoping you can broadcast it as you are, obviously, and we can get ahead of it, just like you did with the masks last fall. You're waking enough people up, make enough noise.
Well, that wasn't me. I mean, that was a TSA, and then I called a Border Patrol source, and they said, yeah, it's true. They tried these controls and everything last year, but people didn't buy it. And that's my issue is no one's buying it. No one's going along with the PCR testing at the farms. Most people aren't. So it's they're so discredited that's not working. But they could spray some type of nerve gas that kills people in 3 days or something, hypothetically. I'm not saying it's going to happen. And say it's bird flu. So God knows what they're going to pull.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they've got so many cards they can play hopefully if we're at least aware of them, as you've been warning everyone, then we know what's actually happening instead of the mass panic.
What are they, this particular bird flu summit, what are they saying there?
You can scroll through the agenda, and it's extensive. I mean, they cover... from 9 to 10 on October 2nd, they're discussing maximizing stakeholder engagement. 9 to 11, community preparedness and response. Continuity planning for business and operations, early detection, rapid response. Effective therapeutic strategies. Comprehensive vaccination and treatment planning. I'm sorry, those are the workshops on the 4th. But on the 2nd is mass fatality management planning, continuity of operations, and continuity of government planning.
And people say, oh, it's just a war game. But if you look at the past hysterias, they always follow the war game to the T. It's their blueprint. Thank you so much for the call, Brad. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with Mark. And in the order they received, that'd be Jay. And everybody else, I'm going to move quick now through the callers. I've been moving pretty quick. I've done an okay job. I'm going to move really quick and do a great job. Each caller gets 60 seconds. So be ready. I'm going to you. Now, listen to me, listeners. This is a participation sport. I need your financial support. I cannot operate without you. I need you to make the decision to back us. We're backing you in the fight. Plus, these are great products. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com. Where it's 57% off on 30 parts per million, silver bullet, colloidal silver, the same private label they sell in Whole Foods for $30. We normally sell it for like $24. We normally discount it at $20. It is $12.98 right now. Amazing. Topical, ingested, antibacterial, antiviral. It's amazing. Silver bullet at drjonesnaturals.com. That's the big sale. We're selling out of Next Level Foundational Energy. We're selling out of 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force. There's all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the immune gargle, the wound gel, the rocket rest, amazing sleep aid, the Kaba Chill that doesn't, it's not a depressant, but totally relaxes you, the rocket rest, incredibly strong natural sleep aid. It's all there. Just check out the site. Peruse around. drjonesnaturals.com. The super high quality organic multivitamin That's discounted. Fiber greens, the little sprouts, essences, so good for your immune system and your gut. Fiber greens, all of it is discounted between 20 and 57% at drjonesnaturals.com. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got the 1776 sale going right now with Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock discounted. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's "You Will Eat the Bugs." This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you. Well, you heard it here. And if I'm wrong, I'll be wrong, but I don't think I will be. In fact, I know I'll be right. Biden within 16, 17 days. I'll give it to the 20th of July. Will be announcing he's going to play out the rest of his term he stole, and they will then start the jockeying and the big fanfare about who is going to be next. Biden says on DNC call, I'm running. No one's pushing me out. I am not leaving. I'm in this race to the end, and we're going to win. That's AP now. But earlier, he was saying he may leave. I'm predicting he leaves. We will see what happens. But they're also using this whole thing about him as a diversion from their actual policies and the fact that he was a puppet from the beginning. But I believe he's out. We'll see if I'm right again. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. You remember the Secret Service agent freak out on Kamala's detail a few months ago?
Yeah, they said that. Remind people what happened there.
Well, apparently she had a moment waiting for the VP to arrive out there at Andrews and snapped and attacked the detail chief. And they had to take her weapon away and restrain her. Now, where she is now, I don't know. But I was rereading Executive Orders by Tom Clancy. And in this book, Jack Ryan is the president. And the Iranian mullahs have managed to infiltrate a kid from, like, 14 to become an American and a Secret Service agent and is literally on the president's detail. What's to say that's not what's going on with President Trump's detail? I mean, I have a lot of respect for the Secret Service. Don't get me wrong. But these folks are frantic. They are maniacally.
Well, wait. Because I'm not following you. And I apologize.
Okay,
hold on. If I'm dense, you talked about Kamala having a freakout. Biden's had freakouts. The dog keeps attacking everybody. Biden walks around naked all night. I told you that years ago. And now it's coming out in the news. All of that. You were talking about Kamala having a freakout. Now you're on to Trump and an Iranian Secret Service agent might kill him. Is that what you said?
No, I was talking about the Secret Service agent on Kamala's detail had a freakout.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
But she's had freakouts too, and so has Biden. Now, I remember, in fact, the Secret Service said a month ago, they said, we're worried about internal threats in the Secret Service. So, guys, type in, Secret Service worried about internal threats. They're worried about sleeper agents or crazy people. I remember that. So now I get what you're saying. Sorry, I wasn't understanding.
The book had just, as I reread the book, it clicked in my head. What's to say that she was a misfire, that maybe she was going to be sent to President Trump's detail because he has Secret Service protection, and she was basically a wind-up bomb, and she went off at the wrong time. I hate to sound that conspiratorial, but, you know, these communists, and that's what they are, they hate Trump with a passion. I think that they will spare no effort.
Well, let me say this. I think it's speculation what you're saying, but this is not speculation. In any third-world country or any empire, for that matter, what's the group that usually takes over? The security force. And so, yes, Trump's main threat would be rogue operatives inside the Secret Service. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jay in Illinois. Jay, thanks for holding her on the air. The rollout of the election and fraud. Go ahead.
So, actually, I have 4 points I'd like to make, and I can make them quickly.
Go ahead.
But before doing that, I want to say to all InfoWarriors, get on to InfoWarsStore.com, use the donation link. The information here is superior to everything else that's available to you. You're doubtlessly paying for some sort of cable services or other services, so why not throw $20 a month to the InfoWars?
No, I agree. And if InfoWars isn't saved, we have the sponsor, DrJonesDaniels.com, so that's just as important to support DrJonesDaniels.com, but I totally agree.
All right, so first point. Trump needs to make young people understand the extreme jeopardy they're in with this warmongering far left continuing to be in power, given that the NDAA of 2025 is requiring young men and women to be automatically registered for selective service, and that's the direct precursor to the draft.
And Europe admits they're getting ready for a draft.
Yep, and knowing how many snowflakes are out there, I mean, come on. That is a huge voting block. They're going to vote self-preservation. It's even bigger than anything relative to the economy as far as they are concerned, and that would be a huge block. Second point, likely election fraud master technique. that they used in Arizona a little bit last time, but I could see them pushing out across the full nation, and that is getting people to go out and vote in the names of Trump voters before the Trump voters themselves actually vote. So I think that's kind of a danger that needs to be, I don't know how we defend against it, but I could see that being something very nasty this time around, because even if they trot out the same stuff they did last time, which they most likely will, that's another avenue of attack for them, in my opinion. And then as far as brain dead Biden and them just now becoming aware of how brain dead he is, that's ridiculous. We've got things from the 2020 election that show all sorts of instances where Biden was showing his dementia. It's just it's gotten far.
No, no, I covered it at the time, and Facebook said you're doubly banned because of it.
Right? Yeah. So somehow that needs to be driven home as well. That whoever they put in is going to be a puppet, because that's all they want are puppets.
And I agree. So what do you think the deep state pulls, and who do you think their new presidential candidate will be, or do you think Biden stays in, or they?
I really don't know. I mean, I could see it going just about any way. I hope he fights as long as possible to stay in. He's the best candidate for our side, as far as I'm concerned. He should be very easy to run against. It's going to create a lot of suppression when it comes to people not going to the polls because they're like, geez, I can't vote for this guy. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I could see any of the scenarios you've talked about before playing out. The last thing that I'd like to cover is I wrote a small piece called Our Democracy. It's short, but it might be useful. And when I say our democracy, I'm talking about their democracy. So when you hear far left to say our democracy is at risk, you need to understand a few things. One, America is not a democracy. Democracy involves mob rule, and even though the far left truly is a criminal mob, democracies do nothing to protect the rights of minorities. It is a 50% plus one.
No, I mean, I agree. It's two wolves and a sheep wanting what's for dinner. But when they use it, they mean their coup, their tyranny.
Oh, yes. But again, here, let me keep going. Two, America is a representative republic. There are all kinds of protections built into our constitutional republic to ensure that minority persons and viewpoints need supermajorities to legally act against their interests. If a supermajority eventually carries the day on any modern issue, the issue was almost certainly improper to consider in the first place. Even then, though, there are still prospective judicial protections should the other two branches step tremendously out of line. Three, their primary fear, those within the criminal cabal which sits at the top of our federal government, is that they know Trump intends to bring them to justice. They call this revenge, but it's not. It is purely and simply about justice.
No, I agree with you. I got to jump. Great points. Thank you. Kathleen in Arizona, you want to talk about, you're a nurse on Trump and the ongoing medical tyranny. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hey, I just want to plug one of the things I want to do is plug your nitric boost. It does lower your blood pressure. I just recently got a year's supply in case I couldn't get it.
Thank you.
Okay. However, I want to talk about the COVID and remdesivir. I review hospital charts for a living, new admissions to the hospitals for California. They are digging out the remdesivir again. They are digging out the COVID protocol, and it just really fries me.
And for folks that don't know, that'll create a higher death number they can blame on the bird flu.
Exactly. You know, for a while there, they gave up on the remdesivir.
By the way, for those that don't know, you're a nurse, but I'm going from memory from doctors I had on. Remdesivir like kills like 40% of the patients they give it to, so they're going to bake in a big death number. I've seen a lot of the news; they're bringing it back out.
Yes, and that's why I'm calling. I'm really fried about it. I've had three cases now since yesterday where they've dug out the remdesivir and they've dug out the subtherapeutic level of steroids. You know, a toddler dose for an adult. So they've gone back to the hospital protocol that these hospitals are being sued for.
And again, they knew they gave them high dose of steroid. It was an autoimmune inflammatory response, according to the doctors. I'm not a doctor. But they act like they're giving them steroids, but it's not enough to do anything. And then they give them something that turns off their organs.
Bingo. So, you know, for a while there, I saw them treating pneumonia and these breathing problems the correct way with, you know, Solumedrol, which is a real strong steroid. Nope, they're back to the toddler dose of dexamethasone. subtherapeutic and works.
So it's like giving somebody an aspirin for a gunshot wound.
Yes, and they have rolled out remdesivir. I mean, they're giving it to patients that aren't even in respiratory distress if they just incidentally get a positive COVID test. Because in California, they are testing everybody for COVID when you go to the ER.
So they're going right back to what they did 4 years ago. Why do you think that is?
Bingo. They're rolling it out. So patients that not even short of breath come in for something non-respiratory. They test positive for COVID. Bingo, they're on remdesivir. So I've had 3 cases since yesterday. It's very disturbing to see them roll that
So why do you think they're doing it? Obviously for the election, what are they going to blame it on?
You know, you got to kind of wonder about the whole bird flu thing again. I just haven't seen remdesivir in quite a while now, and to see it rolled out again.
And we know that remdesivir, they paid the hospital groups to give it. We know they paid Walgreens and CVS to block the therapeutics, the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine. So what you're saying is you're seeing signs they're trying to run the same playbook. Thanks for the call. We'll look into it. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia on the New World Order, the 2024 election. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to tell everybody, please watch this replay, Bart Fine and Rumble and BitChute. But the closer we get to the election, the closer we are to the possibility of martial law. And what really concerns me the most is allowing Ukraine to join NATO.
Well, the good news on that, let me pull it up for you. Overhead shot, guys. Good news is we'll see if NATO doesn't zig when they zag. But NATO just announced their meeting coming up next week that Ukraine will be told they cannot enter NATO because they're too corrupt. That's being reported on the London Telegraph, AP, Reuters, you name it. Ukraine's too corrupt to join U.S. NATO, says in major blow to Zelensky and boost for Putin. What do you think about that?
Letting Ukraine into NATO is totally unacceptable, no matter what. So that's what I have to say.
I hear you. What else do you think they're going to pull before the election?
Viruses, bombings, they've got a lot of things. There's no telling, but everything you've talked about from the viruses to bombings, like false flags, blaming on Trump, and even a dirty bomb or something going off, they're going to try to stop this election.
I agree. It's all on the table, 124 days out. Thank you, Bart. All right, moving quick to the calls. Ashley in Texas on WW3 and 2024. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I was just calling in to let you know, the beginning of last year, I had a young man who's a personal trainer at my gym, but he's also in the service, and he was really nervous. We got to talking. He was forced to get the jab, and he ended up having a blood clot removed from his neck.
Mm.
But then as I got to know him more, he let me know that the thing he was most nervous about is he was already getting orders to go to Romania in 2025. So that order had already come down.
Oh, there's already massive U.S. troops in Ukraine.
So, and a quick shameless plug. I started using Nitric Boost with the X3 on top of Brain Force Ultra, and it's an awesome combination.
Well, listen, I don't hype up Nitric Boost or any of these products. The media attacks, oh, they sell scam supplements. They're all the very best from our research, private label by us. They all do incredible things. We want to sell something that works, folks, that changed your life, so you want to get it again. And so absolutely, X2 is back in stock. X3 is selling out right now. They're two different variants. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. And what we really need is a war chest to continue on. We are operating. The federal court has said they don't want to shut down a successful operation. Well, the last CRO who basically admits he's a big Democrat tried to shut us down, he wouldn't order any new product. So we're about to sell out of all the product. For a few months, if we continue on, we're going to bring in a bunch of sponsors to bridge that. They'll be great sponsors to take the money and reorder product to continue on. So I'd say 60% chance we're here in 3 months. There's a plan we've got, and our enemies already know what it is, but I'm not going to say it on air. But just pray for us. We're trying to stay on air, but just go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get the products there. That's how you support us. Go to infowarsstore.com. That's how you support the broadcast plus the great products. Anything else, Ashley?
No, sir. That's all I got. I appreciate you, Alex. God bless.
I appreciate you. But we're fighting the New World Order, folks. It takes money to do this. So drjonesnaturals.com. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, thanks for holding. You want to talk about Babylon? Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not Babylon. Everybody who denies Jesus Christ is Babylon. The big system that's coming is the beast. You've talked about it. You've talked about carnivore and all that stuff. It's all coming together. We're all part of the beta test. And my point is this, is that your caller was right. We got to repent, turn from our wicked ways, confess our sins to Jesus Christ, all right, the head Jew from the tribe of the line of the tribe of Judah, and we need to receive salvation, which is everlasting life. If you want to look for a sign for what's going to happen in the next 6 months, look for when Russia attacks Israel. And the United States is not in the Bible. You know the countries that are?
Tell us, but you're right. Russia has said they will attack Israel if they attack Iran.
That's right. It's right in Ezekiel 38, okay?
Guys, pull up Ezekiel 38. Go ahead.
It's Russia of Gog and Magog, okay? It's Cush, Foot, all right? That's Turkey. That's Persia, all right? It's Sudan, which is also confused sometimes, I believe, with Ethiopia. In other words, it's all the countries surrounding Israel. God will defend Israel himself. It'll be a miraculous thing. But again, that's pretty much what you ought to look for while we suffer through, all right, the fruits of all none good but God are doing to try to make this work out. And we're not going to the stars, Alex. The stars are coming for us. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Have a good fourth.
God bless you, brother. And I'll read it. This is Ezekiel 38. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, number two, son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, and the chief prince of, how do you say that, Meshech and Tubal, and the prophecy against him. Number three, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am thee, O Gog, and the chief prince of Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all the enemy horses and horsemen, and all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even the great company of the bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them shield and helmet. Gomer and his bands, and the house of Togarmah, and the north quarters of all the bands, and many people thee. Be thou prepared and prepared for thyself, thou, for the company that is assembled unto thee, and be thou on guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered among many people against the mountains of Israel, to the mountains of the sea, which have been always waste, but is brought forth unto the nations, and they shall dwell safely upon them. Number nine, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land. Thou shalt all thy bands and many people with thee. 10, thus saith Lord God, it shall also come to pass that in the same time shall bring come into my mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. Number 11, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them and rest and dwell safely. It says don't run. And all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. 12, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to take thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited upon the people that are gathered upon the nations which have gotten cattle, goods, and dwell in the midst of the land. And it just goes on from there. So interesting point. Thanks for the call. All right, let's take more calls. Mark in New York on Trump and election and God. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? What's going on?
Brother, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My mother feels, she told me once, not too long ago, that not to worry with Trump because God is walking with Trump and so are we. And I'm feeling that these people that are doing this to us, they understand that the American people are actually waking up to this so fast, and I know you say it every day, and that they know and understand that they, you know, if they do something now, which I feel that they're going to do because you say they're arrogant and they definitely are, but like they're going to go down so fast. They're going to go down so fast. And it's not going to just be from the law enforcement, even though we know that the people in the Pentagon are, you know, full of it. But the people are at a point where we know what's going on and we know who to go after.
I agree with you, brother. No, I agree with you. I mean, there's no way they win now, but they may just blow everything up out of spite. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And for my choice that I feel that Trump should pick for vice president is Vivek.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. I want to air this little clip because it went viral, got like 20 million views this week. It's the little Eye of the Tiger clip. And then I want to play Nowhere Man, the short clip with the Beatles, because this describes Biden. And they're getting rid of Biden. Biden's acting like he's not going to leave, so he gets more power, gets more promises from the political elite. I believe in 2 weeks he's gone. I believe he steps down. Then we got to have a discussion about who this new puppet's going to be. But here are those clips.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Now, Nowhere Man, then your calls. Giant humiliation ritual to get us to accept more and more tyranny, but we're not doing it. We're having real debates, real discussions about what's really happening. But make no mistake, this is not a game. And make no mistake, they want us off the air because they know we're over the target. I'm very blessed and honored to be here. All right, we're going to go to break in a minute or so. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to take a few more calls out of Jay Dyer taking over for an hour, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central with the War Room, doing a fabulous job. But just because you're awake, don't think other people are. I cannot express to you enough how important you are. They want us off the air because we're a focal point every day for millions of men and women from not just the U.S. but around the world to come together and realize you're not the only people that think like this. And the other podcasters are listening. Political leaders are listening. We have incredible reach because of God. So I don't take this broadcast for granted, and we need to realize every moment we're still on air is so precious. That's why the enemies of freedom want to shut down. So take the articles, take the videos, follow me on X with Alex Jones, and share them. That's where the real power is. And tell those that share it, tell them to share it, tell them to share it, tell them to share it. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The left are a bunch of tyrants that think we're cowards like them, but they misjudged us and miscalculated. 8 hours coming up. I've got a Lincoln Pedo Project video coming up before he joins us. But I want to try to jam in as many calls as possible. I think we did a pretty good job of taking a lot of calls. And I'm going to take even more calls in the days and weeks to come, in which could be the twilight of InfoWars or could be the greatest relaunch ever. It's all in God's hands, so please pray for us. Right now, David in Rhode Island on Trump. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? First, I just want to say I want to thank God and the Holy Spirit for bringing me to your podcast, bringing me back to your podcast back in 2019. I don't know where my kids and myself would be if I didn't hear those messages during that time. I got 3 points. I'm going to try and fly through them real quick. First point, I think they ran out of time, like you said. I don't think they can do a plandemic again. The way the balloting is structured in these states, the voting isn't done through the federal government. It's done through the state government. And there's laws on the books where if they replace Biden, they won't be able to get that person on the ballot. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to super boost Kamala Harris. She's already passed Biden in the poll, in the betting polls. And they're going to super boost her and try to get that same ticket going, knowing that if Biden croaks, Kamala's going to be
well. That's right. She's in the lead in the betting. So don't worry, it's not Biden, it's Kamala. He then steps down after they're elected. Then they bring in the new puppet under her.
Exactly. And then at that point, it will be Mike Johnson as the acting VP for Kamala Harris. Second one is Trump's VP pick. I think it needs to be Ben Carson. I really like Vivek, but Ben Carson has a true loyalist in him. And he's got that medical background, and I think we're going to need that for the future, for him to be oversight of the Senate. And he needs to be there almost every day, oversighting the Senate as the vice president.
David, great point. Incredible call. I can talk to you 10 hours, but I got to move. Larry in Florida on America Fighting Back. You're our last caller. Sorry, the other callers, but you get their name and number. We'll call them back tomorrow if they want to come on, but or not tomorrow. We're rebroadcast tomorrow, but little celebration, 4th of July. But Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, happy 4th of July to you. Alex, thanks for taking my call. And I'll try and be quick. I think there's two things. I think we need the public instead of just you and Tucker and Joe Rogan and the folks that are out there in the front of the battle. It's time for us to step up, and we need to start retaking the First Amendment and particularly our rights for peaceful protest and redress to grievances.
I agree. Republicans are intimidated because January 6th. We got to hit the streets, folks.
Yep, we got to hit the streets. And here's a suggestion. D.C. is like Beijing East, and California is like Beijing West. So go to the red states, pick the larger cities in the red states where you know you're not likely, as likely to get set up and have some peaceful protests.
I want to be clear. They can only do it at a big Trump rally. People are intimidated by January 6th. That was a once-in-a-decade thing. Everywhere else, the enemy doesn't have control.
Yeah, but we really need to, A, let the rest of the world know that the American public, the people like me and you and, well, you know, you're a different celebrity level, but the people.
I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a.
We don't support this program that's being run by our government. We don't support the wars. We don't support the border stuff. And we need to get out and say that. The second way that we can do it, so one person just needs to take the lead in the red states, go to a larger city. I'm in Florida. Pick Miami. Pick St. Petersburg. Pick somewhere. Probably, you know. And the second thing, and I did this in 2020 in March, but for $10, you can make 3 or 4 poster boards and stand on busy street corners. I called it, when I talked with you back then, 10,000 corners. Hit them on rush hour and just put.
And people take photos, and then one person's reaching 10,000 people a day. Beautiful, and I love you, brother. But I want to be clear. I don't care about the term celebrity. I've been given a blessing. I've been given an office of fighting tyranny. I'm a very humble person. Being public makes me a target. I'm willing to do it. But all I care about is you and we the people together. I love you so much. Now, I've seen a new sickening pedo project. That's the Lincoln Project. They're heavily been caught, you know, pedo stuff. They're nasty. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, best-selling author, incredible anti-New World Order researcher, Jane Heyer is at the takeover for the next 55 minutes, and then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. And every day could be our last day here. People say, well, why are you still on air? They're saying you're being shut down everywhere. We're just battling. And we're not wimps. And God's real. And we're real. And the enemy isn't the only person that has power on this earth. But just don't take it for granted, because I don't. Every day when I leave, I'm like, I should stay longer. I should do more. It could be the last day. I mean, it's that serious. Now, the Lincoln Project are a disgusting group of neocons. You know, they've been busted with pedophilia, you name it. And they are so satanic, they gauge us like we're them. Oh, we'll put you in prison. Oh, we'll take your kids. Oh, we'll censor you if you don't bow down to us. So the PEDO Project, also known as the Lincoln Project, says the cost of helping Trump, bitch, becoming a prisoner, bitch. So they think, going, oh, look, we put Navarro and we put Owen Schroyer and we put Steve Bannon and convicted all these other people like Roger Stone, you're going to get raped in showers. So what would you expect out of the Democrats and their neocon allies, the PEDO Project, a.k.a. the Lincoln Project, but to come out and say, we're going to rape you in prison if you don't bow down and submit? They think that you're so weak. And I don't think you're like that. I think you're like me. Like, you're going to rape me in prison? I'm going to fight you harder. But they think you're so twisted like them that being raped in prison, which is they're threatening us with, will make us go, my God, I better turn the kids over to you. I better have drag queen story time. I better have open borders, human trafficking. I better have World War III. I better have PEDO Joe Biden. I'm betting on you. And you know what? My bet is played off. It's paid off. People aren't slaves. The average man, woman, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, you don't like being a slave, you don't like bullies, you're not a wimp, and you're pissed off. But again, the alienness of the Lincoln PEDO Project and how they think saying we're going to rape you in prison is going to scare us when this only makes Steve Bannon bigger. These people are sick, man. I mean, they are blind in their own weird satanic world of what they fear and what they're projecting onto us. Let me give you a little secret. They put Owen in solitary confinement this year because he was a celebrity at the president. They thought there'd be an uprising to free him. The warden told him that. If you're a Trump supporter in prison, it's like you're royalty. You think putting up an image of Trump's mugshot helped him with black people in Atlanta and Chicago and Dallas? Or do you think it hurt him? No, it helped him. We're the rebels. We're the people fighting the establishment, and you think we're scared? Hey, you're not understanding it. I'll quote a quote. I'm not a big comic book movie viewer, but I went and saw like a decade ago or plus one of those movies where they've got, what's the character's name? Rorschach, off the Rorschach blots. And he's in prison, and he goes, "You think I'm the Watchman?" He goes, "You think you're locked in?" He says, "You think I'm locked in here with you? You're locked in here with me. So if you think saying we're going to rape Trump's, that's what the Lincoln Pedo Project is saying. We're going to rape Trump supporters in prison." Yeah, let's play the Rorschach clip first from The Watchmen. Cue it up with audio. Then we'll play the latest Pedo Project where they put out a video saying, "We're going to rape you. We're going to rape Steve Bannon. We're going to rape him. You're an old man. You're weak. We're going to rape you, Steve Bannon." What nasty, knuckle-dragging trash are we talking about? Is that who we want to give the government to? People that say, "Hey, you better do what I say or we'll rape you in the shower." Well, you don't know what's going to happen in the shower. So it won't matter. Nobody's raping us in the showers. They lock us up in solitary confinement because when we go to prison, the prison is instantly on our side because they know we're trying to free the people. And most of the people in prison are nonviolent, and they know the criminals that are violent are released by the pedo government. How's a pedophile do in prison, Lincoln Project? There won't be anything happening to Steve Bannon in federal prison, I'll assure you. But if the Lincoln Project was put in federal prison, what they wish for us would happen to them, because they'd look up who the Lincoln Project is and they'd figure it out real fast. Here's the clip from The Watchmen, and then here is back-to-back the Pedo Project.
God doesn't make the world this way. We do.
Hey, Rorschach. Hey, you're pretty famous, right? Hey, you know what? I'm pretty famous too. Ain't that right? That's right. You know, maybe I can give you an autograph, huh? What you say, big boy?
Seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you.
Wait, that's it! You're locked in here with me!
Hey, Steve. A wise man once said, kick someone's ass the first day or become someone's bitch. Of course, you may run into some problems on both of those fronts. First of all, you look about as intimidating as a butterfly fart. So kicking anyone's ass will probably result in becoming someone's bitch anyway. Of course, then comes the problem that you've clearly let yourself go for, well, I guess you've always looked that way, haven't you? Either way, you should probably explore some more options. We humbly recommend you check out the Skinheads. They're organized, their haircuts are easy, and there's a really solid chance you all agree on just about everything. And look, we all get it. This is a big interruption in the election season, and you're barely going to have time to plan your next coup. But try to take some time to reflect on things, okay? We'll be here waiting when you get out.
As if prisons mess with old men that are major leaders. These idiots have no idea about how power works, but we will show them. All right, Jay Dyer takes over the balance of the hour. Owen Schroyer in about 47 minutes from now. Best-selling author, researcher, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here. Welcome to the fourth hour. I want to do a part two to what I did a couple weeks ago in the fourth hour, where we talked about the ancient mysteries, the religious cults that have proliferated, especially in the 20th century, and what the overall plan of the New World Order is to utilize a global religion, a new created religion, to help steer people into and focus their attention into the technocratic world that they want to bring about. In other words, the religion functions as a tool, as a kind of an appendage to help promote, prop up, and further the agenda of the technocratic superstate that they want to bring about. We know, for example, that H.G. Wells said in some of his books that they would erect a new age world religion where people would worship what he said was, quote, the principle of Lucifer. He didn't believe that it was a real being in his mind as a sort of atheist, high-level Freemason. He believed in a kind of, I guess you could say, Luciferianism that was Promethean, that man could sort of take the fire of his own technocratic prowess and build a new world order, a utopian world order of socialism and Marxism and Fabianism. And I think that the elite, especially if you read somebody like Aldous Huxley's book, Perennialism or the Perennial Philosophy, he says that the collectivist idea that's necessary for the coming global order requires some kind of collectivist religion to promote it up and to prop it up. Religions have historically been a source of debate, a source of division. Jesus, of course, said, I did not come to bring peace but division, a sword to split households, to split people over his claims. So the claim, for example, of Christ being the Son of God is a historically very divisive claim. But the mystery religions, as we saw a couple weeks ago in the fourth hour, they had a different approach. They had an approach based around ecstatic experience. And this goes back to the ancient Greek mysteries, the Eleusinian mysteries, the Orphic mysteries, which are another version of Platonism. It goes back to the mysteries of Demeter and Persephone. And we talked about how, according to the scholarly consensus, the academic Cambridge Companion to Western Mysticism and Hermeticism, which I've been reading the past week, that they utilized a religious ritual of hallucinogenic initiation. It was believed that they drank the kaikion, or this powerful hallucinogenic potion, and then the priests of the mysteries would lead them into the inner sanctum of the temple, and there would be orgiastic dances, and there would be cymbals, and there would be sounds and loud clanging and all this sort of sensory overload intended to cause a kind of a breakdown in the psyche and the mind of the person. And then it would bring out some woman who was intended to be the manifestation of the goddess. And of course, if you're tripping balls hardcore and you see that, you would definitely believe that you were seeing the goddess, especially if you didn't know about the effects of hallucinogens or something like that. So we could see that this was a very powerful ritual, obviously a very powerful impact that was had on the people who celebrated these mysteries in ancient Greece. And there were similar types of mysteries that passed into ancient Rome. Now, the New World Order is not stupid. They have studied all of these traditional, quote-unquote, pagan religions, the initiatory rites, the processes of how the high priests and the priestesses were able to manipulate, in a sense, mind control people into accepting some sort of worship of the state. And one of the common factors here amongst all these ancient mystical religions and pagan religions is that they really just become default worshipers and signposts pointing to the worship of Pharaoh, the state, Caesar, etc. So you can kind of do whatever you want in the mystery religions or have whatever religion you want. This is kind of the attitude of Rome, just as long as you pay obeisance to Caesar as the final divine authority on earth. That, of course, led to the Christians in the early church, the first three centuries, not accepting that claim of Caesar. They would agree to Caesar having a limited state power, a power within limits. But if Caesar overstepped that bound and said something like, you have to worship me, then no, we have a duty, as the early church argued, to obey God over the state, over Caesar. That, of course, led to the first three centuries of Christian martyrs, famously. But we can see in these ancient religions not just a kind of appeal to base desires and an appeal to ecstatic experience as a way to supplant, say, the Bible or divine revelation or something like that to control people, but also principles for mind control. The CIA, for example, at the time of the MKUltra project, and through people like Gordon Wasson, who went to find certain mushrooms in Latin and South America that would eventually become the bases for Hoffman and others at Sandoz Pharmaceuticals to create what we know of as LSD. He was actually sponsored by Macy Foundation. So there was a lot of money. He's also sponsored by J.P. Morgan. Money went into the discovery of these entheogens and these substances that would become the basis for the creation of LSD and its use in the various MKUltra projects. That was in part coming from studies of indigenous religious traditions and cultures that utilized these hallucinogenic properties. It wasn't just Latin and South American, Aztec, et cetera, type cultures that were studied. They've also studied the ancient mystery religions, which were apparently doing very similar types of things. Now, I would make a parallel to the way that the big pharmaceutical companies, even though it's not an overt religion, we live in a world where everything is some sort of a diagnosis. Everything is some sort of a chemical imbalance or problem that is treated with other chemicals. Really, the basis of all modern biology and life science is a reductionist materialist attitude that, well, man is just really reducible to matter, to chemical reactions. And so whatever his problems are, they must just simply be chemical reactions. And so we can treat his problems with just more chemicals. Hence the whole idea of the big pharmaceutical companies that basically run and control pretty much the entire medical industrial complex. That's, of course, exemplified in the last several years of what we saw with COOF and that global rollout. But if we go back to the ancient mysteries, another secret that we saw that was revealed was that the ancient mysteries ultimately tell the initiate, when he's fully initiated, that the great secret of all secrets is that God is being. Being is just a immaterial or an all-pervasive pantheistic force. It's all of reality. And you are being itself. Just look within inside you, bro. You're your own God. According to multiple essays in this excellent Cambridge Companion to Mysticism and Hermeticism and Alchemy, the great secret of all of these sects, of all of these secret societies that are listed, in at least in these Western secret societies, is that you're your own God. Just look within. And that would even include things like Freemasonry as well, although that's maybe not as immediately clear in the lower levels of Freemasonry, where the assumption is that you believe in some sort of monotheistic quote-unquote deity. If we go back again to other ancient mystical texts and religions, we'll find that there's a similar pattern with those as well. For example, in the ancient Pythagorean mysteries, we have the basis for Plato's usage of eugenics. Pythagoras, for example, who we know of from, you know, geometry and the Pythagorean theorem, that famous Pythagoras, according to the Cambridge Companion, he derived his mystical doctrines from India and from various Brahmins that perhaps he had come in contact with, or from the ancient Egyptian mysteries. So whether it's reincarnation or whether it is the mathematical worship that he engaged in, for Pythagoras, these mysteries are just a restatement of older mathematical principles that he derived from previous earlier cultures. Eventually, we get the adoption, however, of Plato taking elements of Pythagoras, removing other elements. One of those elements was, for example, that the Pythagorean tradition mystery school was not supposed to divulge the secrets. You're supposed to keep them secret. Plato publicly wrote about all these things, and so Plato was actually expelled from the Pythagorean circles. This led to a kind of a split between those that followed Pythagoras and then those that became Platonists or the school of Plato. The mysteries of Pythagoras are essentially the same thing as the mysteries of Apollo, but represented and given focus in terms of mathematics and music. This would eventually, by the way, give rise to what's called the quadrivium, which is the four elements of the classical studies, so to speak, that were used by the Middle Ages in terms of all pretty much all medieval pedagogy used this. But all the way up until Isaac Newton, you still have amongst people like Newton or William Blake or Milton, the same idea of a secret hermetical Christianity that's the, quote, true Christianity that has to be understood by the initiates, by the elite, while, whereas the public Christianity that's out there is a kind of false Christianity of the profane. But the true initiate Christianity is really another version of the pantheistic, your own God, God is within you, bro, philosophy that happens to coincide with what we read about in Neoplatonism. Neoplatonism is the school of Platonic philosophy after Plato himself and after Aristotle and what's called the Middle Platonists. The Neoplatonists are people like Plotinus, who taught that there's this source, this great unknowable, beyond being source that poured forth all of reality from all eternity to be a kind of emanation out of the one. So it's contrasted to Christianity because it doesn't teach creation ex nihilo. It's not a personal God that you can have a relationship with. It's an impersonal super substance or super force or super essence, the one, the monad. And from that monad comes all particularity, all multiplicity. You'll notice, of course, that this does share some overlap with Far Eastern philosophies, where we find out that the individual is just kind of a reflection, just kind of a mini instance of the monad, of the one, and that real reality is all intended to merge back into the one at some point in the future. And I'm going somewhere with this because you're going to see, I think, that that whole idea of reemerging back into the collective, into the one, into the to lose your particularity is really what becomes useful to the New World Order technocratic elite as the basis of their new world religion. At root, it will be a sort of pantheistic, monistic position where everything merges back into the one. Because if you want to have a world government, it's not going to work to have a religion that allows for demarcating true and false, having dogmas and non-dogmas, inside, outside. Everything has to be included. It has to be all-inclusive. Likewise, in the Middle Ages, we had Jewish mysticism known as Kabbalah. And Kabbalah develops out of various rabbinic teachings and schools to also borrow and utilize elements of Neoplatonism and early Gnosticism to try to explain things like, why do we have distinctions in the world? Why is there creation at all? Why do we have evil, the problem of evil, or theodicy? So the medieval Kabbalists were interested in utilizing mysticism out of the Neoplatonists and the Gnostics to also try to explain these questions and these issues. And once again, we find out that in Kabbalism, the tendency is also towards either dualism or pantheism, and good and evil become kind of relativized, necessary sides of the same coin. So good and evil aren't really things out there. It's sort of like you control and you cause them to be based on your perception. So everything gets subjectivized. Likewise, amongst many medieval Roman Catholic so-called mystics and so-called saints, we have a tendency towards pantheism, a tendency towards dialectical opposition, which will eventually give rise to Marxism. So figures like Joachim of Fiore, the spiritual Franciscans who were rebelling against and rejecting the worldly glitz and glamour of the medieval papacy, they thought, no, you got to go to the opposite extreme and become these sort of wandering poor mystics who become Jesus ourselves, right? Francis of Assisi claims to be crucified like Christ and to have, you know, the stigmata on his hands. He claimed to have seen an angel crucified. Of course, Galatians 1 tells us not to follow random bizarre visions like that. And after Francis, we get a myriad of Western mystics who followed suit with all kinds of bizarre claims and bizarre histrionics, women saints claiming to have Jesus carving his name into their chest, Jesus giving them a circumcision ring. All of this effeminate histrionics has nothing to do with the Christianity that we see in the first 1,000 years of Christianity. It's a clear departure off into weird ecstasy, weird histrionics with Meister Eckhart and his pantheism, with Jean Gerson and Nicholas of Cusa, who begins to argue for pantheism as a famous cardinal mystic. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're working our way up to the New World Order religion.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We are taking a tour of the last two millennia, working our way up from the ancient Greeks and Rome into the period of the Middle Ages and the various mystics that sort of popped up that unwittingly maybe became the predecessors to socialism, communism, Fabianism, and really the technocratic order that we're going into. I'm not saying, of course, that today's technocrats are identical in their philosophy to ancient Platonism necessarily or some bizarre medieval mystic. But if you study the last two millennia, you do find that most of the academic scholarship that treats of these subjects does admit an ideological lineage from a lot of these figures to where we are today. And so it helps to understand the breakdown of the biblical tradition, the breakdown of the Western philosophical tradition through the bizarre and even esoteric philosophies promoted by a lot of the famous figures that we're talking about. Now, we were coming up to the figure of Nicholas of Cusa, who was a cardinal in the 1400s, and he's really kind of on the cusp of this modern period, very similar to other figures around that time, like the famous medieval mystic Meister Eckhart, who basically said that God's presence in the soul is so intense that it essentially becomes the soul, and the soul becomes one with God in a metaphysical sense, that God really is your soul, you really are. So it's pantheism. There's no distinction maintained between the creator and the creature. You actually become God. That's the great secret of Meister Eckhart. Nicholas of Cusa is one of the first, for example, to posit that the universe and space and time are themselves infinite. And so perhaps we could get a multiverse. So he's a very key figure in the modern absurdities of the notion of multiverse and quantum jibber jabber. But again, before we come to one of the key people that's overlooked, Hegel himself, we have to remember that these mystical esotericists of the Middle Ages were very influential on Hegel. Hegel, for example, was influenced by four or five or six key figures from this time, the first of which was Nicholas of Cusa. The others would include medieval Kabbalists like Johann Reuchlin, ritual magicians like Cornelius Agrippa, theorists like Giordano Bruno, Jacob Boehm, the mystic who is, of course, the favorite of Nicolas Cage, not Nicholas Cusa, but Nicholas Cage, who was a big fan of Jacob Boehm. But Jacob Boehm was a Kabbalist, alchemist, and another person who, you got it, said ultimately, God is within you, you are God. And God is a process that is the entire universe coming to self-consciousness. So literally, you, me, the dog, matter, every molecule is in a process towards becoming God or becoming self-conscious that it is God. So the universe is God, but God is learning his own godhood and godship. And this process is a bunch of little triangles and pyramids coming to the ultimate endpoint of history, the omega point, the noosphere, to use the terminology of Teilhard de Chardin. The noosphere, everything becoming mind, basically. So it's a gradual evolution away from physicality and materiality. It shares that with the Gnostics. It's a process philosophy that it shares and borrows from Hegel and from others. And then when Marx comes along, although he's not really an esotericist, Marx reads Hegel and says, well, I don't need any of this mystical stuff. Let's just turn it on its head and say that it's just matter in motion. And the solutions that we get come from conflict and destruction. So you have to understand that to the Marxist socialist, it is necessary to tear down and to destroy to get evolutionary progress. It's a mystical faith in evolutionary progress and destruction. In other words, to have a new state, a new synthesis, there has to be the negation of the existing order. So when you wonder why socialists, Marxists, the New World Order elite, why they have this radical philosophy of necessary destruction, accelerationism, destroying all that is, it's part of their philosophy. It's part of their religious belief that that's the only thing that furthers, quote, evolution. So we have to understand the Hermetic tradition, not so much because we're going to be some weird Hermetic initiate, but because these goofy systems are the basis for where we are today. Other medieval mystics, such as the women mystics like Hildegard, like Gertrude the Great, they also had similar ideas. But for them, it's the body that's bad. Sexuality is bad. And so they're going to become Jesus's boyfriend. Or Jesus is going to become their boyfriend. And so you get this weird anti-sexual idea in the Latin medieval church that manifests in all these bizarre women mystics and Marian apparitions. Again, nothing to do with the religion of the first 1,000 years of Christianity and what we see in the New Testament. Now we have to transcend the body. We have to transcend the limitations that we experience in life. And out of the Protestant groups, especially in Germany, we get the rise of the Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians were an Enlightenment era mystical movement that tended to see things like the biblical doctrine of the resurrection and the notion of the end times as a allegorized spiritual reality that may or may not occur in time and space by the body becoming immortal. So the Rosicrucians tended to think that it's not that the body was necessarily bad or anything like that, but rather that the mysteries of Christianity were a code for a deeper mystery of man discovering the philosopher's stone, which is the key to his own immortality through something like technology. The Rosicrucians posited that there was a secret, invisible college of people that were secretly ruling the world for benevolent purposes to bring us to some sort of mystical transcendence of the body. So you could see them as, in many ways, perhaps early transhumanists. If I recall, I think maybe Mary Shelley and others, right, with Frankenstein, these books were also influenced by Rosicrucian ideas. Maybe we could, through technology and through piecing together a new man of the future, transcend death and mortality. But ultimately, the mysteries today in the Rosicrucian orders tend to also just be repeats of the previous claims of the ancient mysteries that ultimately the great secret is that you yourself are God and you receive and achieve transcendence through your own mystical gnosis. So look within, bro, because you're your own God. As we mentioned, Jacob Boehm was another key mystic around this time period as well. In the year 1600, Boehm claimed to have seen a mystical vision of being. He saw being itself. And the great mystery was that being is what we are. Being is God, and therefore we are God. But God is not something that is static and outside of reality and something that we have to go look for or find in some transcendent way. God is all being. All reality. And so there's no longer a distinction between the creator and the creature. All reality is God coming to self-consciousness of its own godhood. Again, this becomes the philosophy of Hegel. And Hegel becomes the philosophy of Marx without all the mystic stuff. It just becomes matter in motion, creating the next phases of matter in motion. If reality is just matter in motion, as you can begin to see, the technocratic priest class reasons that they have the right, the mandate, to steer matter in whatever direction they want it to go. Since this is a mystical religion of evolution and evolutionary progress, which, by the way, we haven't actually seen or been shown how things are evolving in a good way or in a positive way or in an upward ascent, maybe things are devolving. There's a blind faith in the idea that technocratic progress will be the end result of this mystical ascent. Likewise, other religious movements around this time pop up, such as Freemasonry. Freemasonry, I argue, is not really about a bunch of religious mysteries. I think the best explanation is that it becomes, by the 16, 17, 1800s, kind of a movement utilized by the British Empire as its intelligence network. So Freemasonry is more or less a kind of British spy network for many centuries. And then in other places, it evolves into other things. It becomes a speculative, higher level secret society that's geared towards perhaps sorcery, black magic in the black lodges of Crowley or the Golden Dawn or something like that. So it turns into other things. Other people split off of it and create their own movements. And one of the key figures that we can't overlook, probably the most important esotericist of the last few centuries, is the infamous woman, Madame Blavatsky, Helena P. Blavatsky. Her theosophy is, in many ways, kind of the perfect example of a engineered, created religion that I think the elite, especially maybe 100 years ago, the Royal Society elite, the British power structure, the Milner, Rothschild, Fabian circles, they seem to have thought that Blavatsky's theosophy would perhaps be a key, a proto-world religion that could be used to steer things towards the New World Order. Blavatsky, for example, started her mystical quest in the mid-1800s when she decided to study Tibetan Buddhism. She went and supposedly was initiated under various lamas, studied other religious traditions in India, and met a man named Henry Steele Olcott. Olcott was a New York lawyer who had been an investigator for the U.S. Department of War and was actually an investigator of the President Lincoln assassination. He was fascinated by Blavatsky and these esoteric traditions, and they linked up together to try to start some sort of society, which, as we know from the Johann Ratzio book, got a bunch of elite Fabian society aid and assistance. So even though the initial movement failed, they linked up with some Hindu yogis and were able to promote the Theosophical Society, which again almost failed. The first phase of the Theosophy Society didn't really go anywhere. But then they gathered a bunch more of yogis around them, made links with people like William Butler Yeats and Annie Besant, and eventually were able to build up the society into a super mix of all of the esoteric schools that preceded them. So it's kind of the ultimate mix, blended, you could say, cafeteria approach. Blavatsky decided that she would utilize all the elements of Platonism, Neoplatonism, Paracelsus, Mesmerism, Eliphas Levi, Gnosticism, Kabbalism, astral projection, the Emerald Tablets of Hermes, and the ancient incantations of Vishnu. This led her to posit a many cycles and yuga of the history of the world. The world is going through many aeons. There have been many ancient societies and civilizations that preceded ours. The whole world is essentially God coming to self-consciousness in man himself. So again, same thing we've always heard. America and the West is where the new sixth race of human beings would exist and emerge. And this was the message that the secret chiefs gave her. Now, what's amazing about this that I didn't expect in this Cambridge Companion essay is that there was a group of British intellectuals at that time, who thought perhaps at first that she was legitimate, but then realized that she was in many ways a fraud. And so they set out to debunk her. I think his name was Hodgson. And so Hodgson went into a lot of detail and depth analysis and came to the conclusion that perhaps not only was Madame Blavatsky a fraud and that she had actually picked leaders of the, quote, secret chiefs, she was, in fact, a spy, an espionage agent, perhaps for the Russians. Now, we know from Dr. Richard Spence's works and from the Ratzio text that I've lectured through that most likely she was actually a spy, not so much for Russians, but for socialism a la the Milner-Fabian circles. So I don't think Madame Blavatsky was a spy for the Tsar. She was actually a spy for the Milner-Fabian society elites, and that's who really supported her theosophy movement, and that's what helped it to become really the guiding light, you could say, of the United Nations. In other words, we have to understand this espionage and Royal Society background to understand how we get to Blavatsky's philosophy kind of being the official philosophy of the United Nations. This is, classic conspiracy stuff. We know about, for example, the Lucifer Publishing Society, Lucifer Trust. It's now called the Lucis Trust. That's still an official United Nations connected entity. But not only was she suspected of being a spy, but another person connected to her circles and to her mystery schools, not identical to her, but the character of G.I. Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff also was suspected of being an espionage agent in his day, according to the Cambridge Companion. So what we start to realize is that a lot of these trips to visit the Tibetan lamas and to get initiated into the Tibetan mysteries and all this really ends up just being cover for going to meet their handlers or agents or operatives in other countries. In fact, Gurdjieff's studies, although I suspect this, there was no evidence of this in this book, the chapter on Gurdjieff seems to speak as if Gurdjieff was very interested in what might be a proto-MKUltra project by studying the many different personas and personalities that we have, which within us are all fractured. Gurdjieff thought that if we could master all the different eyes that make us up and learn to control them based around the Enneagram, we might be able to integrate our personality and thus attain to a better mastery of self. So he's kind of like the proto self-help guy. Ultimately, Gurdjieff's mystery and great secret is that your goal is to become the higher you that you're supposed to be, the true self, the higher self. And that once again ends up being just the regurgitated mystery of Jacob Boehme and the ancient mysteries that I am God. To say I am, when God says I am, that real, the real mystery there, the real secret is that that's you saying I am. Thus, the message of the ancient philosopher Parmenides, it is ultimately the same message given to Moses, I am, in Exodus 3:14. And thus, in Gurdjieff, the I in I am is I am. I am realized being confronting myself. So once again, we see that it's always the same thing. And I'm not going to repeat Carl Jung, but we saw in a couple weeks ago, the fourth hour, Carl Jung said basically the same thing. So you see that this becomes a really useful, perfect tool, a template for a future world religion. The Fabian socialists who themselves said they want to do concoct and create a new world religion tell us that this New Age movement, this Christ consciousness movement would, quote, according to Blavatsky, usher in a new global age. A global age of a global world order requires a global world religion. This led to even some of the most famous people in the 20th century being members of the Theosophy Society or closely attached to it and promoting it. For example, the first prime minister of India, Jawaharlal Nehru, was a theosophist. And the infamous Mahatma Gandhi famously attended Madame Blavatsky's funeral. But remember, this is a person who is a spy, most likely, according to many scholars and historians, and not a real religious channeler of the divine. So are we starting to notice the pattern again of, wait a minute, these aren't real mystics. These are people working for spies with handlers, and they're promoting what they're supposed to promote. In fact, there was a rebellion amongst Sikhs at one point, the insurrectionists plotting an insurrection against British rule. And this ties into Madame Blavatsky's operations and missions in a more explanatory, perfect sense if she was a spy. In other words, her missions and her operations to go and either quell or support or help this or that operation make more sense in the theory that she was a spy. Now, we have done many fourth hours again on the history of religious operatives, Hollywood people being spies, etc. So that's nothing new. Again, it's a pattern that we've seen over and over and over. There's another great chapter in this book about Wicca and feminism. We've covered that quite a bit. I won't spend too much time on that. But one of the things that was unique to Theosophy was the status of women in the religion. Now, women had an equal status, quote unquote, in terms of authority to men. And in most religions, and even in most esoteric sects and hermetic societies, women didn't have an equal status except for the Rosicrucians. I think the Rosicrucians also admitted women to full priest or priestess initiate status, just like the ancient mysteries of the Greeks and the Eleusinians and Demeter and Persephone did. This prepares the way for new religious movements like Wicca and goddess worship, which, according to third wave feminists, for Wicca in particular, the 1950s in Britain, there was a surviving Stone Age fertility cult, supposedly, they claimed. This is actually made up. They weren't really a surviving cult. But the religious language of the body ran directly contrary to the Christian spirit, wherein there's a limitation on what you can do with your body and so forth, having basically sexual ethics. Regard for the body in this religion but thus became a rejection of hegemonic patriarchal authority and the valuing of the female religious leadership in itself. This thus became a new way for Wicca to find common ground with and unite itself to second wave feminism. So you couldn't have goddess worship without feminism, and feminism aligned itself to witchcraft, goddess worship, and these new religious movements. So you'll note then that it is absolutely essential to the new world order aeon that we're going into that they browbeat everyone with feminism, new religious movements like Wicca, and everything that attends these new religious movements like yoga, pantheism, meditation, all of the weird consciousness movements and retreats, Christ consciousness, which has nothing to do with real Orthodox Christianity. Christ consciousness is a catch-all phrase to paste onto it anything you want. Nothing really to do with Christianity. And really, again, preparing the way for what we saw in Jacques Attali when he wrote in 1991 about millennium, winners and losers in the coming world order. I will be, again, covering the second half of this book for the subscribers to my site. But Attali has, something I want to end with that might or might not surprise you, which is that he says, ultimately, what will have to happen is that Europe will have to completely be dismantled and changed. There will be a complete change of Europe as we know it. This, of course, leads to the old Europe collapsing to make way for the new Europe, and that will involve quite a bit of third world and Islamic immigration. That changing of the order, according to Dr. Carol Quigley on page 284, is precisely because of Lord Curtis when he wrote The Commonwealth of God. The Commonwealth of God New World Order plan that the Milner Group established, again, that's what this whole chapter is about, you can see it right here, is, quote unquote, the Kalergi plan. So, again, not a conspiracy book, and it's a book written by the establishment. The Kalergi plan was presented to the Roundtable Group, the Royal Society. They thought that it was actually a great plan to break down and destroy Europe as it exists and to integrate it into a proto-European Union New World Order. That becomes the model for the breakdown of all of the existing nation states to move it into the New World Order. So you understand, it's not a theory, it's in the books of the elite. They write about this as the strategy to get to that new world order, and a fake world religion is absolutely essential to that plan. You can get my books at jasonallisons.com in the shop, sign copies, subscribe to me as well there, and support Alex in the store, InfoWars store.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you tried taking the real red pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the real red pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.